Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is 15 minutes away. It's time for Shrimp on Deck, featuring interviews from inside the clubhouse, scores from around the International League, and the Miami Marlins organization, and a preview of tonight's ballgame. Now, here's your host, Matt Damon.
And welcome into this edition of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball as the pregame show Shrimp on Deck is getting underway. 11:50 a.m. Eastern Time. Welcome in, everybody, to 121 Financial Ballpark as game two of this six-game series between the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp and the Nashville Sounds is about 14 minutes away from first pitch. Matt Davis and Scott Kornberg along here with you. And it's time to see how manager Darren Brown has built today's starting lineup, which is presented by the Flame Broiler, the hottest franchise trend in casual dining, and they're expanding in Jacksonville. The Flame Broiler serves up teriyaki-flavored rice bowls where you build your own bowl. It's fast, simple, and it's healthy. The Flame Broiler with four locations in Jacksonville. Leading off and playing third base is Charles LeBlanc. Peyton Burdick bats second. He's in center field. Lewin Diaz, the first baseman, bats third. In the cleanup spot is the catcher, Lorenzo Quintana. J.J. Bladé is batting fifth and playing right field. In the sixth spot is the DH, Nick Fortes. The second baseman, Devin Hairston, bats seventh. In the eighth spot is the newcomer, J.D. Orr. He's in left field. Rounding out the order at shortstop is the righty swinger, Demetrius Sims. And Daniel Castano, the southpaw, toes the rubber for your Jumbo Shrimp. Caleb Bosley on the other side for the Sounds. Let's take our first break here on Shrimp on Deck. And when we come back, Scott Kornberg joins us for just a little pregame chat. Then we'll take a look at the International League scoreboard, followed by the Miami Marlins organizational scoreboard. All that coming up before first pitch at 12:05 here on the Jacksonville Jumbo by FIS.
Iconic part of the Jacksonville community since 1962. For nearly 60 years, we have provided innovative solutions for our clients, big and small, throughout Florida and Georgia. We hire and train the highest skilled workforce, ensuring each job is done correctly the first time, proving our motto that says, our employees are the best in the business. Our team is on call 24/7 for your commercial and industrial service needs. Call WW Gay today at 904-388-2696.
Always a favorite on the Jumbo Shrimp promotional calendar, Friday Night Fireworks at 121 Financial Ballpark will light up the sky. Plus, join the Jumbo Shrimp and Miller Lite for Friday Night Lights for $2 12-ounce Miller Lite and $1 off all other craft beers in the Craft Cave from 6 to 7:30 every Friday home game. The Jumbo Shrimp will be wearing red on Red Shirt Fridays and also encourage their fans to do the same to support the military. Fans who wear red save $1 off their ticket at the 121 Financial Ballpark Miller Electric box office or can donate that dollar to charity. Friday nights at 121 Financial Ballpark are a blast with the Jumbo Shrimp. Get your tickets today on jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846. Again, that's 904-358-2846. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
This is Jumbo Shrimp pitcher Braxton Garrett. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Welcome back to 121 Financial Ballpark. Shrimp on Deck, Matt Davis, Scott Kornberg, who will be along shortly. Right now, let's take a look at the International League scoreboard and everything that's going on today, Wednesday, May 11th. Scranton Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders and the Syracuse Mets underway in Scranton. Bottom of the third, the Rail Riders leading 2-1. In Jacksonville, between the Jumbo Shrimp and the visiting Nashville Sounds. Worcester Red Sox and Rochester Red Wings are set to get underway shortly. At 1:08 Eastern, the Iowa Cubs will be hosting the Omaha Storm Chasers. And there are several games going on this evening at 6:35. The Norfolk Tides are hosting the Memphis Redbirds. Louisville Bats and Toledo Mudheads from Louisville. Also at 6:35 Eastern, the Durham Bulls hosting the Gwinnett Stripers. And the final game at 6:35, the Charlotte Knights hosting the Indianapolis Indians. At 7:05 Eastern, it's the St. Paul Saints on the road against the Columbus Clippers. And also at 7:05, the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs hosting the Buffalo Bisons. Taking a look at the scoreboard around the Miami Marlins organization, the Marlins on the road taking on the D-backs at 3:40 Eastern from Arizona. In AAA, the International League, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp hosting the Milwaukee Brewers AAA affiliate, the Nashville Sounds. First pitch in 10 minutes. The AA Southern League, the Pensacola Blue Wahoos hosting the Rocket City Trash Pandas at 7:35 Eastern. In the High A Midwest League, the Beloit Skycart on the road to take on the West Michigan Whitecaps. First pitch at 6:35. And in the Low A Florida State League, the Jupiter Hammerheads hosting the Bradenton Marauders at 6:30 Eastern. That'll do it for the Miami Marlins affiliate scoreboard. We'll take another break here on Shrimp on Deck. When we come back, Scott Kornberg joins us. We'll chat a little bit about last night's contest, preview today, and we'll get you ready for first pitch at 12:05 on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Network, presented by FIS.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit or. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Hey, Jumbo Shrimp fans, come join us at 121 Financial Ballpark as we celebrate America's 246th birthday on Monday, July 4th. The first 2,000 fans will receive a 4th of July hat presented by Nimnik Family Dealership, and the night will be capped with a special patriotic fireworks show. Tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846.
This is Andrew from Waterleaf Elementary. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball presented by FIS.
Welcome back into 121 Financial Ballpark. Final segment here of Shrimp on Deck. And Scott Kornberg joins us. Scott, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. Another really good matchup between these two clubs. Yesterday's game was fantastic. 3-2 final score, and should be the same way today. You've got a good pitching matchup. Nashville's a really impressive team, and Jacksonville couldn't quite finish the deal yesterday, hoping to do so in today's game.
Yeah, like you said yesterday, it was a tale of two different teams. The best, one of the top hitting teams in the league versus the top pitching team in the league. And for a minute, it was a real pitcher's duel. Matthew Kent threw really well yesterday, a career high in innings pitched, six strikeouts. But he's kind of been building up to a start like that. He's really been a guy that has been a really good starter in the first couple of innings, and then teams kind of figure him out. He's not going to blow you away with any fastballs at 98, 99, but he's a guy that is going to give you seven innings with six strikeouts. But most of the season, it's been four, five, six innings with two strikeouts, but teams have been able to spread around a lot of hits.
Yeah, the Jumbo Shrimp hoping that they get a similar start today from Daniel Castano. It'll be just his second one here in AAA. He's had some time in the majors. Hoping to kind of build on that with their starting rotation going forward, man.
Should be a good one. The Jumbo Shrimp are on the field, and it's time to conclude this edition of Shrimp on Deck. Scott Kornberg will have first pitch coming up at 12:05. Thank you for tuning in to Shrimp on Deck on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Network, presented by FIS.
Attention, Jumbo Shrimp fans. Are you interested in Jacksonville baseball history, the Jumbo Shrimp, International League Baseball, and the Miami Marlins organization? You can find all that at jackshrimp.com. There's previews for every game, featured stories, player analysis, looks around the International League, the Marlins farm system, and more. Visit jackshrimp.com, that's J-A-X-S-H-R-I-M-P.com, for all things baseball and the Jumbo Shrimp.
Broadcasting live from 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark, Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is on the air.
A pitch.
High fly ball. Deep to left. Nevin looks up. We are tied.
0-1. Williams swings. It's a high pop-up. Right side. Foul territory. Easily makes the sliding grab. The runner's tagged. The throw home. Is it time? Oh, my goodness. What a play.
The Jacksonville Jumbo, the Miami Marlins.
2-0. The pitch.
Line shot deep into right center field. That's going to get down. It's a base hit rolling to the wall. Chavez scores easily. Pompey around second. Not stopping there. Heading to third. The relay is late. It's an RBI triple, and Jacksonville leads 2-1.
The 0-1. Rickham Strick lifts a high fly ball to left. That one is way out of here. Ovi Rickham Strick, a grand slam.
The 0-1.
Fastball ripped down the line. Fair ball. Scoring from third, Byrne. Pompey coming in as well. Can you believe it? It is 8 last at-bat wins in the last 15 games. And this one comes from Nick Fortes.
Now let's go live to the ballpark to call of today's game.
Tough game for the Jumbo Shrimp yesterday. They fell 3-2, blowing a ninth inning lead. They'll try to bounce back today in game two of the six-game series, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp and the Nashville Sounds. Hi, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Welcome to Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Scott Kornberg and Matt Davis. It's a perfect day. Sunny and 74 degrees, and the Jumbo Shrimp facing off with a team with the best record in the International League. And yesterday, the Sounds certainly showing why. This club pitches tremendous. They've got the best ERA in the league. They play excellent defense, and they had some timely hitting as well. So the Jumbo Shrimp at 18-13 now, a game out of first, trying to bounce back. Nashville's 2.5 clear in first place in the West Division of the IL at 21-9. Daniel Castano has finished up his warm-up tosses. Jonathan Davis, the center fielder, leading off, followed by the shortstop Bryce Durang and the second baseman Keston Hira. Top three in the order for Nashville. It's John Singleton, first baseman, hitting fourth. Tyler White, the designated hitter, bats fifth. David Dahl, right fielder, is sixth today. Castano, first base, signed into his windup and the first pitch of the southpaw. Fastball outside and we're underway here. Local time in Jacksonville. Alex Jackson does the catching and hits seventh for Nashville. Weston Wilson at third base, eighth, the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Cutter on the inner part of the plate, 1-1. Pablo Reyes, the left fielder, is ninth. And it's Caleb Bosley on the mound. Really good pitcher for Nashville today. One ball, one strike, and the offering. Fastball dribbled foul on the third base side, 1-2. It's Davis Terang here. Singleton White Dahl. Jackson Wilson and Reyes for Nashville. Lorenzo Quintana behind the plate today for the Jumbo Shrimp. Lewin Diaz at first base. Three infielders left of second opposite Diaz. 1-2. Fastball a little bit high. Two balls and two strikes. Devin Hairston, the second baseman, is in shallow center left of second base. Shortstop Demetrius Sims right in between Hairston and the third baseman Charles LeBlanc, who plays close to the line. 2-2 from Castano. The kick in the fire. And a fastball up and away, count is full. J.D. Orr makes his first appearance in the Jumbo Shrimp uniform. He's in left, Peyton Burnick in center, J.J. Blade is in right. 3-2. grounded left side. The third baseman, the block to his left, fields near his left thigh, throws to first, and there's one away. So Davis, who's reached base in nearly half of his plate appearances, is retired to begin the game. And that'll bring up the left-hand batting Bryce Turang. Jacksonville is wearing their alternate Jacks Red Caps Negro League uniforms. It's a really sharp look. Off-white jersey, black pinstripes, arched in red across the chest, Jacks Red Caps. The pitch, breaking ball, strike at the knees in the outside corner, 0-1. Red Cap, block J on the front in white. Castano is wearing the high black socks and the 0-1. Bouncing ball to first. The underhand flip to Castano covering the bag, and there's two away. So two grand outs to begin a scoreless top of the first, and up comes Keston Hira, right-hand hitter. For Nashville, they're wearing their alternate navy top. Sounds in red, scripted out across the chest with white trim. Red number, white trim on the back, gray pants, and the two-tone caps, navy base, red brim. Nashville Sounds logo on the front. Good look for them. Here a right-hand batter. Outfield plays in the pull. Castano shakes his catcher, Quintana, who then sets up away. And the first pitch. Breaking ball low, ball one. Our home plate umpire, John Bacon. Randy Olhausen is at first base, and Takehito Matsuda is at third. 1-0. Breaking ball finds the zone at the knees in the inside corner. 1-1. Keston Hira, first round pick by the Brewers a few years back, made his major league debut in 2019. The 1-1. Swing and a pop-up foul over the screen behind home plate. 1-2. He's a terrific story. He's from UC Irvine. And in addition to some injuries over the last few years, has really battled some things off the field as well. His mother dealing with cancer. It's obviously a really difficult thing to weigh. 1-2. Breaking ball down and in. 2 balls and 2 strikes. He's had to revamp some of his hitting mechanics as well, with some really big highs in the major leagues, some lower lows. And he's been pretty good in the majors, but the Brewers needed an arm in their bullpen. So he gets optioned down here, and it's been really interesting talking with some of their people. Keston works his butt off. 2-2. Breaking ball, called strike 3 at the belt in the outside corner, and that retires the side. Even though he's technically demoted, the guy just gets to work. Anyway, strikes out to end the top of the first. Nothing across for Nashville, and the Jumbo Shrimp is bottom of the first when we come back on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Game Mechanical Contractor has been an iconic part of the Jacksonville community since 1962. For nearly 60 years, we have provided innovative solutions for our clients, big and small, throughout Florida and Georgia. We hire and train the highest skilled workforce, ensuring each job is done correctly the first time, proving our motto that says, our employees are the best in the business. Our team is on call 24/7 for your commercial and industrial service needs. Call WW Gay today at 904-388-2696.
Always a favorite on the Jumbo Shrimp promotional calendar, Friday Night Fireworks at 121 Financial Ballpark will light up the sky. Plus, join the Jumbo Shrimp and Miller Lite for Friday Night Lights with $2 12-ounce Miller Lite and $1 off all other craft beers in the Craft Cave from 6 to 7:30 every Friday home game. The Jumbo Shrimp will be wearing red on Redshirt Fridays and also encourage their fans to do the same to support the military. Fans who wear red save $1 off their ticket at the 121 Financial Ballpark Miller Electric box office or can donate that dollar to charity. Friday nights at 121 Financial Ballpark are a blast with the Jumbo Shrimp. Get your tickets today on jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846. Again, that's 904-358-2846. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
This is Jumbo Shrimp pitcher Braxton Garrett. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
1-2-3, top of the first for Daniel Castano. No score, bottom of the first. Charles LeBlanc leads off for the Jumbo Shrimp against the righty Caleb Bosley into his windup. First pitch is line foul to the screen behind home plate. And the count 0-1. LeBlanc at third. Peyton Burdick, the center fielder, hits second. Lewin Lorenzo Quintana that does the catching and hits in the cleanup spot. 0-1. Fastball inside. One ball and one strike. J.J. Blade in right field, fifth. Nick Fortes, the designated hitter, batting sixth. Devin Hairston plays second and bats seventh. 1-1. Fastball inside, ball two. J.D. Orr, the left fielder, is eighth. And Demetrius Sims, shortstop, ninth. LeBlanc, Burdick, Diaz, Quintana, Blade, Fortes, Hairston, Orr, Sims. 2-1. Breaking ball outside. Three balls and one strike. Charles LeBlanc leading off for the first time this year. And why not? He's reached base in all but two of his games this season. 3-1 coming. Line shot through the middle. Base hit. So he's reached base in all but two of the games this year for LeBlanc. This is his 28th and his 26th contest he's been on base. He's been on in multiple trips on base in 15 of his 27 games coming in. And he, on the leadoff single, brings up Peyton Burdick.
And he didn't get on the cheap way, Scott. That was a scorcher off the bat at 107 on the ground.
So righty against righty. LeBlanc leads from first base. Bosley ready at the belt. The pitch. Swinging a ground ball foul over near the Jumbo Shrimp dugout on the third base side. 0-1. Alex Jackson does the catching for Nashville. John Singleton over at first base. Hira at second. Weston Wilson at third. Bryce Terang, the shortstop. It's a really good infield for Nashville. Pablo Reyes in left. Jonathan Davis in center. David Dahl in right. No balls and one strike. And the pitch. Swing and a pop-up on the infield. Right side, right of second. The second baseman, Hira, will get under it and make the catch. There's one away. So Burdick, who's reached base in 15 consecutive games, pops out. That'll bring up Lewin Diaz. Running against lefty. Gotta be a thrill for Caleb Bosley to be pitching in the Brewers organization. He was drafted by the Padres out of college, but he's from Wisconsin. The pitch in the way. Fastball strike at the knees outside corner, 0-1. So he was born in Hortonville, Wisconsin. 33rd round pick by the Padres in 2017 out of a Division III school, Wisconsin Lacrosse. Had a terrific career there, helping to the World Series. They didn't win, but they came close. 0-1. Fastball low and away. One ball and one strike. And worked his way up all the way to AAA El Paso in the Padres organization last year before the Brewers picked him in the minor league phase of the Rule 5 draft. One ball, one strike. The pitch. Breaking ball, line foul into the seats, third base side. Fan made a great catch with his bare hand. And he gets a kiss from his significant other. One ball, two strikes. One out, man on first. Scoreless here in the bottom of the first. Jacksonville and Nashville. Sunny day here. Big puffy clouds in the sky. And the 1-2. Rocket deep to right. Dahl going back. Looks up. Lewin Diaz with a missile into the right field bleachers. And it's 2-0 Jacksonville here in the bottom of the first.
Diaz really got a hold of that one. 106 miles per hour off of his bat. 355 feet over the wall in right field.
The only question with that was it going to get over the wall? And it depended on where it was hit in right field. There's the righty Quintana. Swinging a liner deep to center. Davis on the run, going back at the warning track. Watches the ball land over his head and pop over the center field wall 420 feet away. So the Jumbo should get a two-run homer from Lewin Diaz. And then Lorenzo Quintana bashes a double that's a home run in any other ballpark. And it's a runner on second base, one out. Good start for Jacksonville today here at the bottom of the first.
Scott, what are the odds that we say 407 feet is not long enough for a home run in any other ballpark except for here?
420 to center. And how about Davis almost got back to make the catch? Here's Blade, the lefty. And the pitch in the way. High fly ball into center. Fairly deep but playable. Davis back over his right shoulder. Settles under it, makes the catch. Quintana fakes the tag from second, draws the throw, goes back to the bag, and there's two down here in the bottom of the first. Jumbo Shrimp getting some good swings, though, off of Bosley. Two outs in a 2-0 game, and here comes Nick Fortes, the right-hand batting catcher.
Something we said yesterday, Scott, that Davis was playing very shallow in center field yesterday. And you might think that if he was playing in a normal depth in center, he might have made that catch.
It's hard, though, in this ballpark, too. It's 420 out there. And the pitch to Fortes, fastball strike at the letters in the outside corner, 0-1. I mean, the wind is really often get balls hit to deep center field here. He's playing deeper against Fortes. 0-1. Fastball is high, one ball and one strike. Second baseman Hira playing behind second. Three consecutive balls put into play over 100 miles per hour for Jacksonville. Breaking ball outside, 2-1. Four of the five in this inning have been off the bat at least 100 against Caleb Bosley. Bosley's off to a good start. 3.77 ERA entering play today. 16th in the league. The pitch, breaking ball low and away. 3-1. Quintana, decent speed over at second base. 3-1 to Fortes. Knees bent, slight open stance, and the pitch. Little roller foul down the third base side, and the count will move full. So the Jumbo Shrimp an early 2-0 lead. We're at the bottom of the first. Jacksonville had scored at least 6 runs in 5 of their 6 games in the Memphis series last week, held to 2 yesterday, both coming in the same inning. 3-2. Fly ball, pretty deep to right. Dahl going back in the corner, looking up. Home run! Nick Fortes, an opposite field shot over the wall in the right field corner. The second two-run bomb of the inning. And the Jumbo Shrimp lead 4-0 in the first. So Jacksonville didn't hit a home run yesterday for the first time in 11 games. And they've responded with 2 bombs here in the first inning, and it draws out Jeremy Accardo, the pitching coach for Nashville, very early on as Devin Hairston has set the toe in.
Just take it one step further. They didn't record a hit until the 6th inning yesterday. They've already got 4 here today. So you know that dugout must be jumping right now because they're getting started here early.
Well, you know, I think a lot of people who follow minor league baseball are looking at this series. You've got 2 immensely talented clubs. Nashville is playing just outstanding baseball to start the year. They've won their first 5 series, and we said this yesterday, but no Nashville team has done that, winning 5 series to start a year since at least 1987. And best ERA in minor league baseball, righty against righty here to Hairston, the pitch. Swing and a miss and a breaking ball outside, ball one. And you've got Jacksonville, which has just piled up runs in bunches this year. I mean, how is that going to play out? And yesterday, in the Sounds' favor, the 0-1, breaking ball outside, one ball and one strike. But today, the bats have come out with a vengeance, even though it's not really necessarily a great hitting day here. When it's warm out, the wind will blow out. It's blowing in. 1-1. Breaking ball strike at the knees outside corner, 1-2, and 74 degrees really is a perfect day, but it's cool for Florida this time of the year. 1-2 coming from Bosley, the pitch. Corner called strike 3. Good first inning, though, for the Jumbo Shrimp. They get a couple of 2-run home runs, 4 hits in total, and nobody left. At the end of an inning, Jacksonville 4, Nashville nothing. The Jumbo Shrimp Network powered by FIS.
Don't strike out with getting a home loan. When it's time to buy or refinance, hit one over the fence with Union Home Mortgage. Proud sponsor of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. At Union Home Mortgage, you're an all-star who gets the MVP treatment. Personalized loan options, world-class service, and unwavering support. Because there's no better feeling than coming home. Start your path to home ownership with a fast and easy quote today. Call 1-877-UHM-4U or go to UHM.com. Union Home Mortgage. Promises kept. Union Home Mortgage Corp. is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS 2229-8241, Dow Circle West, Strongsville, Ohio 44136.
Whether you are getting a group or friends together or entertaining your clients and employees, 121 Financial Ballpark is the place to be. Call a friendly Jumbo Shrimp sales representative at 904-358-2846 for more information on our special group rates for hosting birthday parties, corporate outings, team building activities, and civic organization events. That's 904-358-2846 for Jumbo Shrimp Group and picnic specials all season long at 121 Financial Ballpark.
Join ViStar Credit Union for every Wednesday Jumbo Shrimp home game at 121 Financial Ballpark as they partner with local nonprofits to raise awareness and funds throughout the night through ticket sales and launch a ball promotion. Additionally, ViStar Credit Union members can get a buy one, get one ticket special each Wednesday home game when showing their ViStar credit or debit card at the Miller Electric box office. That's ViStar Good is Everywhere Wednesdays.
Top of the second, 4-0 Jacksonville. Daniel Castano's first pitch fastball to John Singleton. Lefty on left for a called strike at the knees in the inside corner. 0-1. Singleton squats deep, the 0-1. Breaking ball, same spot, same result, 0-2 from Daniel Castano. He really is a terrific guy to have back. Obviously, you know somebody like that. He's been in the major leagues as recently as a few weeks ago. He doesn't want to necessarily be here. 0-2. Breaking ball, low and inside, one ball and two strikes. But he's one of those guys who really enjoys this area of Florida. So Castano is from, he was born in Orlando. He's from Austin, grew up there. 1-2 coming to Singleton. Fly ball in the air to right, down the line. Long run for Blade in the corner, near the sidewalk. He'll make the catch. In fair territory for the out, and then softly bump into the wall. One away to begin the second. That's a really good play from Blade because there's only about one stride's worth of room from the foul line to the wall, and he was able to slow up to not only make the catch, but also not really risk anything smashing into the wall, softly going into it for the first out.
He covered a lot of ground, too.
Pitch to Tyler White, a righty. Fastball up and away, ball one.
If you look at where he's playing in right field, he had a lot of ground to cover, and luckily that ball hung up in the air for quite a while.
1-0. Fastball strike at the knees in the outside corner, 1-1. Outfield to pull on White, former Houston Astro. It's a terrific story. 1-1 in the way. Liner snared at short by Sims. Leaping up in the air to grab that one over his red cap. So White scorched that ball. But unfortunately for him, right at Demetrius Sims, who like a defensive back, was able to jump into the air and snare it. Two down. That'll bring up David Dahl. Lefty against lefty. Ball strike at the knees outside corner. White was a walk-on, by the way, in college. Late round pick by the Astros. Worked his way all the way up to the majors. I mean, how could you not root for somebody like that? Three infielders right of second. Two out, nobody on. Tripped by four in the second. The pitch swing and a foul into the mid of the catcher. Quintana 0-2. Castano, we mentioned how much he loves this area. He and his wife now take their young son. They love St. Augustine, which is a good 30, 40 minutes south of here. 0-2 coming. Swinging a ground ball foul, and we'll do it again. He got to Jacksonville in 2019. was recommended, hey, check out St. Augustine. He's a guy who loves the outdoors, and he certainly loves going out on the water. He loves walking around the city. Loves some of the restaurants. 0-2 coming. Breaking ball outside. Check swing and appeal. No swing. Takahito Matsuda, third base umpire, making that call. And the count moves to 1-2. So, I mean, he has a genuine affection for this spot, even though he and his wife now have moved and made their home in Jupiter, just a few minutes' drive from the Marlins spring training complex. 1-2. Outfield the other way. And the pitch. Hooked foul on a line down the first base side, and we'll do it again. Dahl, a former Colorado Rocky. Alex Jackson on deck. And the 1-2 from Castano. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball below the zone, strike three. And that retires the side. Two punch outs for Castano, who's retired all six batters he's seen so far. Nothing across for Nashville. And through an inning and a half, Jacksonville 4, the Sounds nothing. And the Jumbo Shrimp Network powered by FIS.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your base with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cobb, Manny Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Hey, Jumbo Shrimp fans, come join us at 121 Financial Ballpark as we celebrate America's 246th birthday on Monday, July 4th. Oh, the first 2,000 fans will receive a 4th of July pass presented by Nimnik Family and Dealers, and the night will be capped with a special patriotic fireworks show. Tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846.
Jacksonville 4 in the first. We start at the bottom of the second inning. It's Cheney Orr, Demetrius Sims, and Charles LeBlanc. 8-9-1 in the order against Caleb Bosley. 4-0 Jacksonville. Orr, a lefty, college teammate of Peyton Burdick's at Wright State. And a tremendous career there with Burdick. The first pitch, Bosley throws a fastball a little bit low, and that's ball one. So Orr at Wright State, in his career, he batted 330, the 1-0. Changeup in for a strike at the knees outside corner. One ball and one, 81% clip. That's a phenomenal rating. The average is 70%, 1-1. Swing and a bouncing ball foul towards the Nashville dugout on the first base side. 1-2, 118 steals in total for J.D. Orr at Wright State in Dayton, Ohio. One ball, two strikes. Outfield to pull a step. And the pitch from Bosley. Slinging a little roller foul to the backstop behind home plate, and we'll do it again. Orr's done that really well this year as well. He's played with high A Beloit. 10 steals and 12 attempts. That's more than half of the team total for Jacksonville, which has not stolen a base in the last 11 games. The 1-2. Fastball up and away. Two balls and two strikes. So they have been stuck at 19 steals since April 26th. It's the 19th best total in the 20-team league. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball in the outside corner. Strike three. Second punch out for Bosley. And there's one down here in the bottom of the second. Up comes the right-hand batting Demetrius Sims.
Yeah, you kind of look up and down this lineup, there's a lot of guys that have a lot of pop. And a few guys here and there that look like they could be some speedsters on the base paths, but it's got this team kind of living and dying by extra base hits this season so far.
Yeah, they don't need to steal bases to score runs. Breaking ball outside ball one to Sims. They've scored the second most in the league. Two behind the league leader, almost six per game. I mean, they could just bash them in, as we saw in a four-run first. 1-0 from Bosley. Fly ball, shallow right. The first baseman, Singleton, giving chase. In comes the right fielder, Dahl. It'll land out of their reach in the Nashville bullpen, which is near the retaining wall down the right field line. And the count 1-1. Mentioned Caleb Bosley. He's a Wisconsin native. The guy he really looked up to, maybe Brewers fans don't want to hear this, was Kyle Hendricks with the Cubs. Love watching him pitch because I think, you know, similar to Bosley, kind of a guy who was unheralded. Hendricks out of the Ivy League, Bosley out of the Division III Wisconsin lacrosse. Uses his sequences. The 1-1 fastball, letter high strike in the outside corner. 1-2. Ranks are able to identify the weaknesses of hitters. I mean, clearly Bosley's 1-2 in the way. Fastball inside, 2-2. He's clearly thought about that in watching Hendricks. And in Bosley's words, he said he doesn't have overpowering stuff, but Hendricks is able to overpower hitters with his mind, and he wants to be the same thing. 2-2. Breaking ball at the knees, outside corner, called strike three. So Sims down looking. That's three consecutive strikeouts for Caleb Bosley after the second two-run homer in the first. Two out now in the bottom of the second in a 4-0 game. And up comes the right-hand batting, Charles LeBlanc.
Bosley looks to have maybe settled in a little bit. It was a little bit of a rough go for him to start out the first, but as you said, he struck out now three in a row. Might be hitting his groove.
Pitch to LeBlanc. Righty-righty breaking ball. Strike at the knees outside corner, 0-1. It's interesting. Different pitchers are going to approach their craft differently. Max Meyer goes tomorrow for Jacksonville, 0-1. Fastball strike at the knees outside corner, 0-2. And he's a guy who really psychs his mind up. I mean, he says sometimes he's got to pull himself down a little bit. The 0-2 in the way. Breaking ball way outside for ball one. And for Bosley, it's much different. He said he just tries to clear his mind. The less he thinks, the more he's able to control his body and his emotions. The 1-2 in the way. Fastball at the knees, inside corner, called strike three. So really good second inning for Caleb Bosley. And he throws a 1-2-3 frame, striking out the side. That's four consecutive punch-outs. Nothing across for Jacksonville here in the second. And at the end of two, with puffy clouds in the sky and a beautiful afternoon here in Jacksonville, the Jumbo Shrimp 4, and it sounds nothing. The Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Each Sunday Jumbo Shrimp home game. The Jumbo Shrimp invite kids to run the bases at 121 Financial Ballpark following the game. Also, each Sunday balloon animals. It's Sunday Family Fun Days presented by Baptist Health, and tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Jumbo Shrimp at 904-358-2846.
Looking for a new place to hold your office meetings, corporate luncheons, holiday party, or even your pep rally? 121 Financial Ballpark will get your group away from the mundane and over to the ballpark for a refreshing and unique experience. The Jumbo Shrimp want to help you host an unforgettable event, whether on the field, in the batting cages, wheelhouse lounge, our spacious concourse, or even a suite. We have the space for your next event. Also, with an in-house executive chef, nothing is out of the realm of possibility when it comes to food. We're happy to work with you to create the perfect menu. And if you can think it up, we can make it happen. With a prime location at the sports complex and our top-notch catering services, make your next office meeting, corporate lunch, holiday party, or pep rally a memorable experience at 121 Financial Ballpark. For more information, contact Director of Promotions and Special Events, David Ratz, at 904-374-4774 or david@jackshrimp.com.
You're tuned in to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
Jacksonville 4, Nashville nothing. Top of the third, Matt, and really good start to this game for Daniel Castano. He's retired all six he's seen.
Yeah, he also had a good start in Memphis as the first pitch comes into Alex Jackson on the right. He takes a fastball running on the outside edge for a strike. That's nothing and one. Dylan Floro actually ended up getting the start because of the doubleheader. They were rained out on Castano's scheduled start. The 0-1, Jackson swings, hits a ground ball right side. Smothering stop by Diaz on the ground. He gets up, and he'll take it to the bag himself for out number one. That ball scorched on the ground. Trackman says it was 120 miles per hour, hit straight down to Diaz. He had to glove on the ground, was able to get it, and beat Jackson to the bag, and there's out number one. So Castano technically pitched three innings of relief, and he didn't perform rather well. He sent the first six hitters down he faced. So the first pitch to Weston Wilson. It's an off-speed pitch call, the strike on the outside edge. The count is 0-1. Four runs, four hits, no errors for Jacksonville. Zeros across the board for Nashville. Infield playing Wilson to pull with three on the left side. Outfield straight away. The 0-1 from Castano, and Wilson swings. Puts a charge into that one. A fly ball to left. It chases Orr back. He makes the catch right where the outfield grass meets the warning track in left field. And there's out number two here in the top of the third inning. That was a good barreled ball by Wilson, but he just hit it right at Orr. And the wind might have pushed it back as it's really blowing in hard from left field. And Pablo Reyes comes in for the first time. Castano sidesteps, deals the first pitch, and a swing and a hot shot to the backstop. That count is nothing and one. Yesterday, Pablo Reyes 0 for 4. He was on base one time due to a fielding error. 0-1 the count on the righty swinger, Pablo Reyes, hitting 162 on the season. Glove at the belt, Castano's 0-1. Breaking pitch misses high and away. Pops in and out of the glove of Quintana's. It's 1-1. Two gone here in the inning. And Daniel Castano, a fantastic start to this game. Eight in a row retired. The 1-1 home. And a swing and a high pop-up. Left field. Ball carrying out to left center. It's blown towards center field. And Peyton Burdick makes the catch. Another three-up, three-down inning for Daniel Castano. We go to the bottom of the third with Jacksonville leading 4-0. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network presented.
Security Center USA believes security for your home or business should not break the bank. They make it easy to become a client with unmatched purchasing promotions and pricing, such as $0 down commercial installations and residential systems starting at just $199 installed. Customer service is their highest priority. Security Center USA provides lifetime technical support for any system they install. The most cutting-edge technology is available today from Security Center USA. Visit their website at securitycenterusa.com.
The Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store has all the Jumbo Shrimp shirts, jerseys, hats, sweatshirts, collectibles, novelties, and the biggest hat collection in all of minor league baseball. Located on the concourse behind home plate, the Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store stays open until the end of each Jumbo Shrimp home game, and is also open during the week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on non-game days. Fans can also shop online at jackshrimp.com/shop. Get all your officially licensed Jumbo Shrimp gear at the Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store.
The Jumbo Shrimp's proudest tradition is back. The club will be hosting five military appreciation nights throughout the season, May 22nd, June 26th, August 4th, August 23rd, and September 22nd. Active military members, veterans, and their dependents will receive free tickets in person at the Miller Electric box office in advance or the day of the game. In addition, at 121 Financial Ballpark, the Jumbo Shrimp offer active military and veterans $7 dugout reserve and $5 field reserve tickets. Tickets must be redeemed in person at the Miller Electric box office with a military ID.
This is Jacksonville pitcher Max Meyer. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Back here in 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark, Peyton Burnick starting things off. It's 4-0 Jacksonville. Well, the first pitch home from Bosley is an inside breaking pitch that doesn't nip the corner. It's one ball and no strikes on Peyton Burdick. Burdick 0 for 1. 1-0. He takes a backdoor dive. And it's quickly two balls and no strikes on Peyton Burdick. Popped down to the second baseman, Hira, in his first plate appearance. Infield playing him to pull with Hira shaded up the middle. The 2-0 home. And a swing and a line drive foul. Just to the netting right to the right of the first base dugout. Two balls and a strike on Burdick, who comes in hitting 230 to this AB. Five bombs and 13 runs driven in. 4-0 Jacksonville. Four hits in the first inning. The 2-1, and Burdick swings. It's a high pop-up right field. Well, taking it towards the right fielder, David Dahl, who doesn't have to move a step, and there's out number one in the inning. It's five straight retired by Bosley. He punched out the side in order. And he struck out Devin Hairston to wrap up the first inning. And since then, he has not allowed a base runner. That brings up Lewin Diaz. Blasted a two-run home run to right field in the first inning. First pitch to the lefty. And Bosley missing way high and away. And the count is 1-0. Infield playing the lefty Diaz to pull with three men on the right side. Keston here in shallow right field. A 1-0. And Diaz takes a pitch that misses outside, and it's 2-0. A 2-0 the count. Zeros across the board for Nashville. The pitch home. And Diaz taking right on the outside corner. This time it's called a strike. And it's 2-1. Pitch at the knees, bottom left corner of the strike zone. Weston Wilson alone on the left side of the infield. Bosley, the 2-1, and Diaz swings. It's a ground ball into the shift. It's gloved by Singleton. The first baseman turns and throws to Bosley, the pitcher covering the bag. And there's out number two. Six straight retired for Caleb Bosley, and that brings in Lorenzo Quintana. Bosley doubled his last time. Quintana doubled his last time up off Bosley, straight away center. First pitch. Quintana takes a fastball at 89 miles per hour, running on the outside corner at the knees, and it's called a strike. Count is nothing and one. Two gone here in the bottom of the third inning. The 0-1. The breaking pitch. Quintana swings hard way early out in front. And it's a tapper straight down. It ricochets off the ground and his ankle. And it's quickly 0-2. That ball heading to the lower outside corner. Quintana way out in front. Well, Bosley sent again, the 0-2. And Quintana takes a fastball high north of the letters, and it's 1-2. Two outs in the inning. Jacksonville out to a 4-0 lead after a four-run bottom of the first. 1-2. A fastball missing outside at the knees again. A take by Lorenzo Quintana. Two balls and two strikes, the count. And infield playing him to pull with three men on the left side. Heston Hira. The 2-2 and a breaking ball. Quintana reaches out, swings. That's a little looper right at the shortstop, Bryce Turang, who makes a tiny leaping grab. And that'll end the inning. Another three up, three down inning for Caleb Bosley. We go to the fourth. Jacksonville leading 4-0 on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network, powered by FIS.
When injury or trouble finds you, what do you look for in a lawyer? A lawyer recognized as a board-certified expert in civil trial? What about a lawyer who doesn't look to charge you for every stamp, photocopy, or mile traveled? What if I told you we offer both, and an attorney will personally meet with you? I'm John Phillips. Give me a call. 444-4444 or visit floridajustice.com. Offices Jacksonville, Jacksonville Beach.
Do you follow the Jumbo Shrimp on social media? If not, you're missing out on all the fun. Content from the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp by following at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. That's at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Affordable family fun.
Hey,
Jumbo Shrimp Nation. Are you all ready for a dynamite night at 121 Financial Ballpark? Well, on Saturday, May 14th, the first 2,000 fans of the ballpark will receive a Rex the Beach Boulevard Dino Bobblehead, presented by 121 Financial Credit Union and RJ Young. Tickets are available on www.jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846.
It's time for more Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
My name is Honor.
Welcome back to 121 Financial Ballpark. It's time to start the 4-4-4-4-4-4-4 fourth inning, which is brought to you by the law offices of Phillips and Hunt. Be sure to visit floridajustice.com. The number to call is 904-444-4444. First pitch by Daniel Castano to Jonathan Davis. It's called a strike, running on the inner half of the plate at the knees, and the count is nothing and one. Phillips and Hunt committed to justice. The 0-1, and another fastball missing down and inside to Davis evens the count 1-1. It's 4-0 Jacksonville. They powered four runs on four hits. Two home runs in the first inning. Three infielders on the left side for the righty swinger Davis. The 1-1, he swings and hits a pop-up to the right side. Wind is pushing it backwards up and over the grandstand roof and out of play. And it's 1-2. Davis hitting well over 300 to start his season. 359 with five runs batted in. Outfield playing in straightaway. Second baseman Hairston playing on the third base side of second. A 1-2 and a fastball called, strike three. Three punch outs for Daniel Castano, and he strikes out Jonathan Davis to start the fourth inning. Now it's the shortstop, Bryce Terang. Infield will play moderately to pull. Out, second baseman Hairston playing on the outfield grass. The first pitch to the lefty. And Castano fires in a backdoor breaking ball at the letters, taken for a strike, and it's nothing and one. Sims, the shortstop, also on the grass. The 0-1, Terang swings. It's a ground ball through the hole on the right side. And that's out to right field. Blade takes it in on one knee and throws it back in. It's a one-out single for Bryce Terang. And now the string of 10 consecutive batters retired by Castano has been snapped with a single here in the top of the fourth inning by Bryce Terang, a one-out single. So that'll bring up Keston Hira, who's 0-for-1. He struck out looking to finish up the first inning. Infield playing at double play depth. LeBlanc playing behind third, the first pitch. Fastball taken on the inner half of the plate for a strike. It's nothing and one to Hira. Oh and one with one out. The pitch home. This ball missing high and away. Even count, one ball and one strike. Runner on first is Terang. Hira at the dish. Got a 1-1 count. Castano rolling through the signs with his catcher, Quintana. Now he'll step off and they'll reset the pitch clock. One ball, one strike. Pitch clock reset to 19 seconds and we'll count down to zero. Castano set, kicks and deals, and the pitch home. Hira swings, it's a bullet past a diving Sims, and that's out to left field. By Keston Hira, and everybody advances one base, Terang to second. This is where Castano ran into trouble back on May 6th in game one of the doubleheader. Pitched three innings, and he sent the first six hitters down. Before a bumpy fourth inning, he surrendered two runs. His day ended with three innings, two runs allowed on four hits. He also struck out seven. Now the first pitch to John Singleton. Off-speed pitch missing down and inside, and the count is 1-0. A 4-0, the no-hitter broken up. Two hits after Castano sends 10 men down in a row to start this game, two in a row. Have now reached base here in the fourth. A 1-0 pitch to the lefty Singleton, and he takes a fastball low below the knees, and it's ball two. 24 pitches, 31 strikes for Daniel Castano. 3 1/3 total innings so far. Jacksonville leading 4-0. And Castano steps off the mound and will have to reset as he and Quintana try to get back on the same page. Terang leads from second. Hira leads from first. Infield playing slightly to pull with the lefty John Singleton at the plate, who flew out to Blade and right his first time up. The 2-0. And Singleton swings hard through a fastball at the letters. That's 2-1. On deck is Tyler White. Scorching line drive that was nipped out of thin air by Demetrius Sims. The 2-1. Singleton swings, ground ball right side. Hairston to second for one. Sims the relay to first, and they got him! A 4-6-3 inning-ending double play, and Castano works into a little bit, but he works out of trouble. No runs, two hits, no errors, and just one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Jacksonville holding that 4-0 lead. The Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network, powered by FIS.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. PlanYourFamily.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Hey, Jumbo Shrimp fans, come join us at 121 Financial Ballpark as we celebrate America's 246th birthday on Monday, July 4th. The first 2,000 fans will receive a 4th of July hat presented by Nimnik Family and Dealership, and the night will be capped with a special patriotic fireworks show. Tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846.
This is Andrew from Waterleaf Elementary. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball presented by FIS.
Welcome back into the bottom of the 4-4-4, 4-4, 4-4, fourth inning. J.J. Blade starts things off. 0-for-1 today, the first pitch. Blade tanks, changeup down and away for ball one. Brought to you by the law offices of Phillips and Hunt. Be sure to visit FloridaJustice.com. Number to call is 904-444-4444. 1-0, Blade swings, lifts a high towering fly ball to right. It sends Dahl back. He's on the track, and that ball just runs out of gas right near the community first side in right center field, probably about 375 feet away. Really put a charge into that one, but not enough wind behind it, and the gas tank hit empty on that fly ball for out number one.
Yeah, it looked like just... That TrackMan says 356, but just a little bit shy of that wall.
First pitch to Nick Fortes. Fastball taken down and away. Ball one. Fortes, the second two-run home run of the first inning. It's 4-0 Jacksonville, the 1-0. Front door breaking ball hits the inside corner for a called strike. Evens the count 1-1. For Fortes, that was his second big fly of the season. A 1-1. Breaking pitch, he swings hard way out in front. It's 71-mile-per-hour breaker, starts at his shoulder, and ends up down on the outside corner at his knees. A 1-2. Another breaking pitch, Fortes checks his swing, gets a piece of it, and rips it foul off the netting in front of the first base dugout. That's an incredible breaking ball by Bosley. As the 1-2 comes in, a fastball missing high and away for ball two. Throws that breaking ball, and it's got 2,200 RPM, and he induces a vertical break of 11 inches. Well, 11 inches, a 2-2, and Fortes swings. It's a soft bouncing ball down the third baseline, and it kicks off the third base bag. That's an infield single, and it hung the line. The third baseman, Wilson, was very comfortable to let it just roll its way into foul territory. It just kept true straight down the line and kicked off the bag back into fair territory. An infield single for Nick Fortes makes him 2-for-2, and Devin Hairston stepping into the right-handed batter's box. Double play depth is the infield. The first pitch, and Hairston waves and misses way out in front of that slider. All the way from his hip to the outside corner. Almost ended up in the left-handed batter's box. Bosley ready. And the 0-1. Another slider works its way from the middle of the plate to down and outside in the left-handed batter's box, and it's even 1-1. Four runs, five hits, no errors for Jacksonville. No runs, two hits, no errors for Nashville. Fortes takes a lead from first. Bosley ready. Righty's glove is at his belt, the 1-1. Another backdoor slider taken for a called strike, and it's 1-2. Outfield straight away for Devin Hairston. The infield playing a double play depth with Keston Hira close to up the middle. Still on the first base side of the infield. 1-2. Another slider missing outside again to Hairston, and it ties the count 2-2. Bosley really leaning on that backdoor slider to right-handers, down and away. And he gets great movement on it. He yanks it from the middle of the plate all the way to the left-handed batter's box. 2-2. Fastball pounded down and outside. Backhanded stop by the catcher Jackson, and the count is filled. 3 balls and 2 strikes. One out in the bottom of the fourth inning. Hairston swinging the bat pretty well over his last 3 games. As Bosley readies. The 3-2 runner goes, and a slider called. Strike 3, throw to second. Gets to center field. And Fortes will stay at second. Hairston goes down looking at strike 3 for the 5th strikeout of the day. Fortes ends up at second with a stolen base. The throw by Alex Jackson actually took Hira off the bag. And when Jackson went to slide, Hira's glove was in the base path, and he actually had to roll out of the way. Hira is okay, but that could be a dangerous play as he really could have hurt himself. With Fortes barreling down the base paths, as J.D. Orr steps in to the left-handed box. The infield shifts again. The first pitch, he squares. Bosley bobbles, throws to first, and they just get J.D. Orr by maybe half a step. That one was close, and that'll end the inning. A 1-3 putout. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one man left on base. Go to the pin here in Jacksonville. Jumbo Shrimp on top. 4-0 on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network, powered by FIS.
Jumbo Shrimp promotional calendar, Friday Night Fireworks at 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark will light up the sky. Plus, join the Jumbo Shrimp and Miller Lite for Friday Night Lights for $2 12-ounce Miller Lite and $1 off all other craft beers in the craft cave from 6 to 7:30 every Friday home game. The Jumbo Shrimp will be wearing red on Red Shirt Fridays and also encourage their fans to do the same to support the military. Fans who wear red save $1 off their ticket at the 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark Miller Electric box office or can donate that dollar to charity. Friday nights at 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark are a blast with the Jumbo Shrimp. Get your tickets today on jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846. Again, that's 904-358-2846. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Affordable family fun. A
affordable family fun never stops at 121 Financial Ballpark. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp's variety of ticket plans are designed to make sure you watch Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on your schedule and save money each time you come out to the ballpark. Ticket plan member benefits include priority seating, invitations to exclusive events, a personal service representative, and more. Call a friendly Jumbo Shrimp sales representative at 904-358-2846 for more information or visit jackshrimp.com. Again, that phone number is 904-358-2846.
This is Jacksonville right-handed pitcher Jimmy Yakabonis. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Back here for the fifth, and Scott, it's really been all Jacksonville, 4-0 here in the fifth.
Yeah, four runs coming in the bottom of the first. That's Daniel Castano back on the mound as we start the fifth inning. Tyler White will lead things off. Lefty against righty. Three infielders left of second. We've got a special guest joining us in the broadcast booth right now, and I think they're having some trouble with the pitch clock. It is getting reset to begin things, but Travis Taylor with Care Plus Health Plans is joining us right now. Hey, Travis, how's everything going? You enjoying the day so far at the ballpark? First pitch, fastball up and away, and that's ball one. Outfield to pull. We'll get Travis on in a second. And the 1-0 line into left field or back over his right shoulder. A little bit shy on the warning track. Leaps up in the air. The ball pops out of his mitt. White will head to second base. It's a leadoff base runner here for Nashville. And we'll see how they score that. It's a really tough play or back over his right shoulder. And was able to snare the ball for a moment, but it slipped free. So runner on second, and that'll bring up David Dahl. Travis, we got you now, I think. Good day so far here. It's a beautiful day at the ballpark.
Absolutely stunning day.
74 degrees at first pitch, and Darren Brown is out to talk with Takahito Matsuda about that call, saying that Orr lost it after coming down, but it's a fight he's going to lose. So, Travis, you're with Care Plus Health Plans. Can you tell us some of the basics? Obviously, you guys dabble with Medicare. What are some of the basics you can share with us on Medicare?
So think of it this way. Medicare has four parts, A, B, C, and D. A and B are known as Original Medicare and consist of hospital insurance, that's part A, and medical insurance for when you go see your doctor, that's part B. Together, parts A and B help cover a lot of your medical care, but not everything, like prescription drugs. That's why you came up with Part C and D. Part C is better known as Medicare Advantage and covers the original Medicare and may include prescription.
0-1, the count on Dahl. He found the ball down the first base side. So you touched a little bit on Medicare Advantage. Can you tell us a little bit about that plan a little bit more? Pitch is a called strike, and Castano ahead 0-2.
So Medicare Advantage plans offer all the benefits of Original Medicare. Plus, some plans include additional benefits like prescription drug coverage and even routine dental and vision care. And Medicare Advantage plans generally have lower out-of-pocket costs than Original Medicare.
0-2. Little flare into left. That'll dunk in for a base hit. White will move up to third. Stop there. It's a base hit for Dahl. Third hit of the game for Nashville. And the first two on here in the fifth inning of a 4-0 game. Travis Taylor with Care Plus is joining us right now. We're at the top of the fifth inning, and Alex Jackson, right-hand batting catcher, coming in. Are there any eligibility requirements for that?
You must be entitled to Medicare Part A and enrolled in Part B.
Okay. Three infielders left of second. When can people enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan? Fastball strike at the knees inside corner 0-1.
The initial enrollment period runs from the 3 months before you turn 65 through your birthday month, and then 3 months after you turn 65. If you're eligible for Medicare due to disability, the initial enrollment period is slightly different. You may want to call Medicare directly for more details on that. But once you're enrolled, you can change your plan during the Medicare Advantage and Prescription Drug Plan annual election period, which runs from October 15th to December 7th of every year. There's also special circumstances that may qualify you to enroll at other times. For example, if you have to change your residence or if you've begun to receive medical benefits, or excuse me, Medicaid benefits in addition to your Medicare benefits, you may qualify to enroll in a special enrollment period as long as you're eligible for Medicare.
0-2 on Jackson, who's fouled a few pitches off. Travis Taylor with Care Plus Health Plans joining us here today. They've got a table on the concourse at 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark. If you are listening here in this gorgeous day, threatening that 4-0 here at the top of the fifth. 0-2 from Castano. Breaking ball in the dirt. 1-2. Are there any resources where people can get more information on that, Travis?
Absolutely. Some of the resources you can use include Medicare. You can also call us at Care Plus, and we'd be happy to help.
That's fantastic. That number, 1-800-MEDICARE, or a licensed agent, 904-376-2902. I apologize if I stole your thunder there a little bit. The pitch is lined down the left field line of the corner. Well hit. Back is Orr. This one lands on the chalk. One hops the wall. White scores from third. Late stop sign causes Dahl to pull up at third base. And going to second with an RBI double is Alex Jackson. It's 4-1. Nashville's cut into the Jacksonville lead. And the first three are on here in the top of the fifth inning against Daniel Castano. So that ball, it looked like for a second had a chance to maybe curl foul, and it hit off the chalk, one hop, the 321 marker in the left field corner in front of the Tiki Terrace. Second and third, nobody out still. Here's Weston Wilson, dangerous hitter, in the eighth spot of the order for Nashville. That line also, Travis, the pitch of the way, fastball, letter high strike in the outside corner, 0-1. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, which is amazing for anyone looking to call. So can you tell us a little bit about what Care Plus has, some of their health plans about?
Sure. Care Plus is a Florida-born and based company that has been around for more than 19 years and specializes in Medicare Advantage plans. Care Plus offers a variety of plans for people with different needs. Actually, I have some amazing news to share with you. Care Plus was awarded 5 out of 5 stars again, the highest possible overall quality rating for Medicare. A 5-star rating for Medicare means you can trust Care Plus to deliver quality and service.
That's really impressive. Congratulations on that. That's really amazing to go forward with.
Yeah, I appreciate that. If you'd like to learn more about Care Plus, call this number to set up an appointment with a licensed sales agent. There's no obligation to enroll. You can reach us at 904-367-2902.
Breaking ball low to Pablo Reyes. Weston Wilson made a ground ball to third. Then Charles LeBlanc made the play on to first. It scored a run, so it's 4-2 in the top of the fifth. Man on second and one out. 1-0 on Reyes, the 9-hole hitter, and pitch clock violation, I believe, is going to be called here on Castano. Taking just a split second. Too long. Outfield the other way. And the offering. Little looper into shallow right. Blade coming in, has a play, makes the catch. Jackson sticks at second. Two down. And the batter will be Jonathan Davis. You're from Jacksonville. You
tell me, Travis. Born and raised. Been here all my life.
That's fantastic. It's a tremendous city. How long have you been with Care Plus for?
This year will be my fourth year anniversary.
Wow. Congratulations on that as well.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
What are some of the highlights, maybe memory-wise, that you've had working there?
I love my job because I get to make a living just genuinely helping people.
Yeah.
You know, it's just to see the relief in their eyes is fantastic.
Jonathan Davis grounds one to short. Coming in, Sims picks to his side. Throws to first side, retired. Travis, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure, and let's go Jumbo Shrimp.
That's Travis Taylor with Care Plus Health Plans. Nashville picks up a couple runs on two hits in the fifth inning. Halfway home here in Jacksonville, it's 4-2. The Jumbo Shrimp in front of the Sounds on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today, a at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the...
Hey, Jumbo Shrimp fans, come join us at 121 Financial Ballpark as we celebrate America's 246th birthday on Monday, July 4th. The first 2,000 fans will receive a 4th of July hat presented by Nimnik Family and Dealership, and the night will be capped with a special patriotic fireworks show. Tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846.
This is Andrew from Waterleaf Elementary. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball presented by FIS on ESPN Radio.
Oh man, for the fifth inning here, it's 4-2 Jacksonville leading Nashville. Sims, LeBlanc, and Burnick do up for the Jumbo Shrimp against Caleb Bosley. Demetrius Sims, a native of Ann Arbor, Michigan. Thanks to Brian listening in Ann Arbor, Michigan today. Let us know if you're joining us. We appreciate you spending your Wednesday workday. The pitch on the way to Sims, breaking ball outside of the righty, ball one. You can let us know at Jack Shrimp on Twitter, at Scott Kornberg, or at Matt Davis 0209. The outfielder stepped the other way, and the 1-0. Swing and a miss and a breaking ball on the outside part of the plate, 1-1. So Sims grew up a Michigan fan. The problem was his older brother went to play first in a basketball scholarship, then at 1-1. Bouncing ball left side. The shortstop terrain to his right. Backhands chest high. Throws to first in time for the out. So Sims is set down. Jacksonville had four hits in the first inning. They have just one since that point. One out, nobody on here in the fifth. And here's Charles LeBlanc, who had one of those four in the first. Righty against righty. Sims said it was a little bit of an adjustment for the family living in Ann Arbor, and pitch to LeBlanc. Breaking balls a little bit outside, ball one. Some people would kind of poke at them, I think, playfully. It is a great rivalry up there, but the 1-0 coming from Bosley. Fastball outside, 2-0, but he says he's kind of obligated to root for both now. Growing up a Michigan fan, brother a Michigan State Spartan, and Sims went to Bethune-Cookman down here. The 2-0, breaking ball outside, ball three. Outfielder stepped the other way. 3-0 on LeBlanc, pitcher Bosley. Fastball strike above the knees outside corner on one. Righty up in the bullpen for Nashville. 3-1. Check swing bouncer foul at home plate. 3-2.
Charles has looked really good at the plate today. He's 1-for-2. Even though he went down looking at strike three, overall he's had a really good series. He had a really great series on the road at Memphis. He's off to a great season.
3-2. Line back to the screen foul. So we'll do it again. One out of nobody on. The Shrimp lead by two. Here at the bottom of the fifth inning against the Nashville Sounds. Trying to even up this set. Nashville has won 5 of 6 coming in. 3-2. Again, line foul to the screen behind home plate. Accounting major at Wisconsin La Crosse. Transfer there from UW Fox Valley. 3-2. Fastball outside, ball four. So LeBlanc on for the second time. So that's 16 out of 28 games this year. He's reached base multiple times. Kind of amazingly does not lead the league in on base percentage. It's 440 coming into play today. It's shot up a little bit. He's second in both average and OPS. Here's Burdick, the righty. LeBlanc has reached in 16 consecutive games. That's a high in the league this year. The pitch. Call foul. First base side and out of play. And the count 0-1.
And to your point about LeBlanc, Scott, he's got a great plate discipline. He sees a lot of pitches.
At the first, and he dives back in.
And he's just a really tough hitter to get out. And you said, you know, 16 out of 28 games, he's reached base multiple times. He's a tough guy to get out, and he's a menace on the base paths.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. No balls in one strike. And the pitch from Bosley. Grounded down the third base side. Backhanded by the third baseman, Wilson. Goes to second for one. That's all they'll get. Fielder's choice, 5-4. Burdick on first base with two outs. Jacksonville leading Nashville 4-2 in the bottom of the fifth, and here comes the left-hand batting Lewin Diaz. But Marlins just had a rash of players go on the injured list, and Joe Dunan was one of the guys who went up, had his contract selected. Same with Eric Gonzalez. So Jacksonville losing a pair of infielders, and there's a sizable contingent who are clamoring for Charles LeBlanc. I mean, he's got a big fan base in the organization. And the pitch to Diaz. Fastball strike at the knees in the outside corner. 0-1, and you figure he keeps going like this, it's only a matter of time for him to get that call. But it's tough. Full 40-man roster right now. Marlins have to juggle. Pretty cool. It's low, one ball and one strike. And so there's a lot of things for them to manage. But hopefully for LeBlanc's case, he'll get that call soon. He's just been fantastic. And he's batted all over the lineup. He's at seventh. He's at fourth. He's at first today. Plays all over the field. He does so many things well. 1-1 on Diaz. He swings. Lost one into center. Davis back into his left. He'll have a play and reel it in. And that retires the side. No runs, no hits. One runner left on base. And at the end of five, Jacksonville a 4-2 advantage over Nashville. And the Jumbo Shrimp Network powered by FIS.
Don't strike out with getting a home loan. When it's time to buy or refinance, hit one over the fence with Union Home Mortgage. Proud sponsor of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. At Union Home Mortgage, you're an all-star who gets the MVP treatment. Personalized loan options, world-class service, and unwavering support, because there's no better feeling than coming home. Start your path to home ownership with a fast and easy quote today. Call 1-877-UHM-4U or go to UHM.com. Union Home Mortgage. Promises kept. Union Home Mortgage Corp. is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS 2229-8241, Dow Circle West, Strongsville, Ohio 44136.
Kids can feel like the pros after each Sunday Jumbo Shrimp home game. The Jumbo Shrimp invite kids to run the bases at 121 Financial Ballpark following the game. Also, each Sunday contest will feature free face painting and balloon animals. It's Sunday Family Fun Days presented by Baptist Health, and tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Jumbo Shrimp at 904-358-2846.
This is Jacksonville pitcher Max Meyer. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
Leading Nashville. Top of the sixth, it's Terang, Hira, and Singleton. Daniel Castano back to work for the Jumbo Shrimp. He's been really good to this point. Jacksonville gave him four runs in the first inning. Two-run homers from Lewin Diaz and Nick Fortes. Two in the fifth for the Sounds. The pitch from Castano. Lefty-lefty breaking ball outside, ball one. But that's pretty much it. Lefty made 63 pitches in his last outing in Memphis last week. 1-0. Fly ball deep to right. Bede near the wall. Turns around. Watches it go. Bryce Terang way up on the bleachers in right field. A massive home run, 347 feet, and the Sounds pulled it within 4-3 here in the sixth. So Castano retired the first 10 batters of the game. Gave up two hits in the fourth inning. Got a double play to get out of the jam there. Gave up a couple more hits in a two-run fifth, and now a homer in the sixth. Here comes the righty, Keston Hira. Lead is cut to 4-3. Here's the 65th pitch from Castano. Fastball up and away, ball one. He can go about 75-80 or so today. And Jacksonville trying to work him through one more inning. 1-0. Line back to the screen foul, 1-1. Well, really cool for Daniel Castano last year. His wife gave birth to their first child, son. He is the proudest dad. He said the first thing that he did was he called his great-grandparent, who's still living, to tell him, hey, your great-great-grandchild's born, 1-1. Fastball down and in, two balls and one strike, and there are five generations of Castanos. That is so cool. Outfield to pull. 2-1. And the pitch from Daniel. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball in the outside corner. 2-2. He's really proud of his family. And you know, one of the things that he said, and it's really interesting talking to guys who have kids, the 2-2. Swing and a miss, a cutter on the outside corner, strike three. Castano picks up his fourth strikeout. One away here in the sixth inning of a 4-3 game. And up comes John Singleton, a left-hand batter. So Castano said that the toughest part is, you know, you're a starting pitcher. You've got to put in the work. The other days you don't pitch, but the big day, obviously, is your start. Here's the pitch to Singleton. Fastball a little bit low, and that's ball one. And he said the sleeping, as any parent would know, is the toughest part of having young children. And, I mean, he immediately credited his wife. He just said she is incredible. The 1-0. Line drive into the right field corner. Blade back on the warning track near the wall. That one's going to go. Singleton with the second homer of the inning for Nashville. And it ties the score at 4 here in the sixth inning. Singleton kind of just hooked that ball over the wall in the right field corner. He only hit it 92 miles per hour. That's about an average exit velocity. Nonetheless, muscles went over it, and we're even at 4 as Tyler Whitebats here in the sixth. Jeff Brigham has gotten up in the bullpen for Jacksonville right now. Three infielders left of second against White. And pitch clock violation makes the count 1-0. A pitch from Castano. Fastball strike at the belt outside corner. 1-1. Castano also on that family note. 1-1. Fastball strike at the belt outside corner again. 1-2. He's also called his grandfather his best friend. I mean, that's how much family means to him. So it's really cool. Time called the plate by White. One out, nobody on here, even at 4 in the sixth. The pitch, swing and a miss, kind of with a breaking ball in the dirt. White says he tipped it. Talking it over with home plate umpire John Bacon, but it's a strikeout. The fifth for Castano. And there's two down at the top of the sixth inning.
Yeah, that's a good comeback pitch by Castano. Again, he's gone home run, strikeout. So it's been a couple of rough innings for him. Two in the fifth, two in the sixth to tie the game. And he was really rolling through the first four, but it looks like he's found his groove now.
David Dahl waves through a breaking ball in the dirt of the count 0-1.
That's a good breaking ball with some really good bite on it. Started at the middle of the plate and it broke way down and outside.
Three infielders right of second, 0-1. Fastball misses away, one ball, one strike. Dahl, feet close together, knees slightly bent, holds the bat low near his chest, circles it around, 1-1. line shot down the right field line. That's a base hit rolling towards the corner. It'll hit up against the wall. Dahl thinks for second. It's a two-out double, third extra base hit of the inning for Nashville. And Alex Jackson, pretty dangerous hitter coming in. His RBI double in the fifth inning got the Sounds on the board. And Lorenzo Quintana, the catcher, is going to go out and talk it over with Castano here. Brigham's ready in the bullpen. Darren Brown has not moved from the third base dugout.
He's got his left foot right on the top step. When you're right, he hasn't moved, but he's ready to push off and head to the mound if necessary to go in the bullpen.
This will be the 78th pitch of the game for Castano, so he's right near that limit. Might be last batter situation. Can he get out of the sixth? The pitch to Jackson. Fly ball deep down the line and left. If it's fair, it's gone. And it'll hook foul. No balls in one strike. Jackson yanks that one down the line. 112 off the bat and the count 0-1.
He was looking for that pitch. He got all of it.
Three infielders left of second. Runner on second, two outs. The pitch up and in, and it hits off the left arm of Jackson. He'll go on down to first base. First and second, two outs, 4-4. And now Brown is moving out of the third base dugout. And looks like he's going to make a call. He does point down to the bullpen down the left field line. Jeff Brigham makes one more warm-up pitch. And Brad claps his hands, takes the ball from Castano here at the top of the sixth inning. So Castano really strong to start this game. Kind of ran out of gas a little bit towards the final inning and change. Nashville gets two of the fifth, two of the sixth. They have first and second with two outs. And we'll tell you about Jeff Brigham when we come back. All tied at four, Jacksonville and Nashville on the Jumbo Shrimp Network powered by FIS.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Hey, Jumbo Shrimp fans, come join us at 121 Financial Ballpark as we celebrate America's 246th birthday on Monday, July 4th. The first 2,000 fans will receive a 4th of July hat presented by Nimnik Family and Dealership, and the night will be capped with a special patriotic fireworks show. Tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846.
This is Andrew from Waterloo Elementary. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball presented by FIS.
Jeff Brigham, the new pitcher, 4-4 in the top of the sixth. The righty throws a fastball upstairs to Weston Wilson, and the count 1-0. Dahl on second, he doubled. Jackson on first, he was hit by a pitch. Two so far in for Nashville here in the sixth to tie the game. Brigham third base side, the 1-0. Breaking ball, strike at the knees in the outside corner, 1-1. Jeff Brigham from the University of Washington. Had a lot of family that went to school there in Seattle. The 1-1 on the way. Breaking ball in the dirt, skips by the catcher Quintana all the way to the backstop, and the runners move up. Wild pitch sends Dahl from second to third. Jackson from first to second. And bring him behind here, 2-1. Weston Wilson is a really dangerous hitter. from Clemson University. Talked about Keston Hira and his mom dealing with cancer earlier. 2-1. Fastball is high. Three balls. Weston's brother, Spencer, has beaten cancer twice. Incredible inspiration. 3-1. Breaking ball. Low and inside. Ball four. So the bases are loaded. And that'll bring up Pablo Reyes. Two outs, 4-4. Dicey situation here for the Jumbo Shrimp. Weston's brother, way back in 2014, he was playing at Bishop McGinnis High. Pitched to Reyes. Breaking ball strike at the letters in the inside corner, 0-1. Actually dedicated a basketball game to a friend who had passed away from cancer, Josh Rominger. And he ended up making a 50-foot shot, half-court buzzer beater, to give his team a two-point win, 0-1. Line drive down the line and right to the corner. It's deep. It's slicing foul just barely. Reyes missing a bases clearing double by less than 5 feet. 0-2. Unfortunately for Spencer Wilson, the second time with cancer, he had to give up basketball. But what an incredible moment. Dedicating a game to a friend and getting a half-court buzzer beater to win. Doesn't get any better. No balls and two strikes. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball up and away. Strike three. And that retires the side here in the sixth inning. Nashville, though, does get two runs on three hits. They leave the bases loaded. Middle of the sixth. Jacksonville Network powered by FIS.
TIAA Bank is here to help you make your money work harder. Open a yield pledge checking or money market account today and start scoring some of the most competitive rates in the country right off the bat. To get started, visit a financial center near you or find us online at tiaabank.com/shrimp. TIAA Bank is a division of TIAA, FSB, member FDIC, and a proud sponsor of the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are excited to announce 5 regular season dates for Forever Vets, Canines, and Crustacean Dog Day. Fans are encouraged to bring their furry friends on April 24th, June 7th, also presented by Jacksonville Jeep, July 10th, August 3rd, and September 21st. Dogs are admitted free as long as their human companion buys a ticket. Tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846.
It's a bird. No, it's a plane. No, it's another Jumbo Shrimp Saturday giveaway. Hey, Crustacean Nation, make sure you are one of the first 2,000 fans at 121 Financial Ballpark on Saturday, July 9th, for our Comic Hero Hawaiian shirt presented by Swisher. Tickets are available on www.jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846.
Back to the ballpark for more Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
Home half of the sixth inning in Jacksonville. Jumbo Shrimp and Sounds all tied 4-4. New pitcher Miguel Sanchez into the game for Nashville. Let's say Miguel Sanchez, 6'3", 190 pounder from Bonaio in the Dominican Republic, has spent some time with the Brewers. Caleb Bosley's day is done. 4 runs on 5 hits in 5 innings. 1 walk and 5 strikeouts for the right-hander out of UW La Crosse. So it's Sanchez into the game. And he'll face the middle third of the order for the Jumbo Shrimp. Quintana, Blade, and Fortes. Interesting game. Jacksonville with 4 in the first. First 10 to come to the plate were sent down. They get 2 in the fifth. two in the sixth, leave the bases loaded. And here we are, brand new ball game. Thanks to Manny listening in Jacksonville. Lorenzo Quintana strolling in against Sanchez. Manny said she's worked this into a bunch of work meetings. Oh, thank you. Appreciate everyone spending their day with us. The pitch, fastball strike at the knees in the outside corner. 0-1, it's game two of a six-game series.
This is way more fun than work meetings.
No doubt. 0-1. Fastball low and away, 1-1. Thing with meetings, can live with them or without them. Or what's that phrase? I just totally
can't live with
that.
Them, can't live without them.
1-1. Fastball low and away, 2-1. I totally just botched that.
It's like technology. Can't live with it, but we can't live
without
it.
Can live with them, can't live without them. Or do I have that mixed up?
I think you have it.
2-1. Up and in, hits Quintana, and leadoff man is out for Jacksonville in this 4-4 game in the bottom of the sixth. Can't live with him, can't live without him. That's, boy, that was took too long. So leadoff man on first base, here's Blade, left-hand hitter. 0-2 so far in this game. They had a trivia question on the video board. In between innings, Buck O'Neill being inducted into the National Baseball Hall of Fame this summer. The pitch, fastball, letter high strike on the outside corner, 0-1. So in 2006, there was a ballot to try to right a wrong there in the Hall of Fame. The 0-1, fastball low and away, 1-1. And that was the opportunity for a committee, a Negro Leagues Hall of Fame voting committee. There was no limit. They could vote in as many members as they wanted. One of the few living members on the ballot was Buck O'Neill. And you would think his case is slam dunk. The 1-1. Fastball upstairs, 2-1. He was a really good player. First baseman for the Kansas City Monarchs. They're kind of like the New York Yankees of the Negro Leagues. They were the top team. O'Neill won a couple different batting titles in the Negro American League. Helped the Monarchs win a Negro Leagues World Series. Then he became a player manager, then a manager, so he managed Ernie Banks in the Negro Leagues. He managed Jackie Robinson. The 2-1. Low with a changeup, 3-1. The infielder is now moved to the right side of second. Then he became the first ever black scout. He was signed onto the Cubs. 3-1. Fastball up and away, 4. So a hit by pitch and a walk to start things off in the sixth inning. And oftentimes it's not a great news sequence for a new pitcher. And that'll draw Jeremy Accardo, the pitching coach, out of the first base dugout for Nashville. As Nick Fortes, who's 2-for-2 with a home run, is set to stroll in. So anyway, it's okay. He was a really good player. Oh, he was a really good manager, championship manager, and he managed Hall of Famers, helping them get to the major leagues. Then he became the first black scout, and he signed several Hall of Famers. Ernie Banks to the Cubs. Lou Brock, who the Cubs regrettably traded. Lee Smith, another one of those Hall of Famers. Oscar Gamble wasn't a Hall of Famer, really, really good player. I mean, he was a legendary scout. Black coach. Didn't really like coaching as much in the majors because black coaches were not allowed to be on the field. So he couldn't coach first and third, couldn't manage, so he went back into scouting. Eventually went on to the Royals. There's a famous seat behind home plate called the Buck O'Neill seat at Kauffman Stadium. The pitch, Fortes to right, he takes a fastball strike at the knees outside corner. 0-1. So anyway, O'Neill is in this conference room in 2006. And oh, by the way, he served as an ambassador after his scouting career, kept the Negro League's memories alive by creating the Negro League's Baseball Museum in Kansas City, the 0-1.
Fastball is low, one ball, one strike. I mean, that is as full of a baseball life as you could possibly have. So he's in this conference room. They're waiting for the committee to tally up the votes. And Bob Kendrick, who is the marketing director now, the president of the Negro Leagues Museum in Kansas City, 1-1, swinging a foul at home plate, 1-2, gets called out of the room. And somebody tells him, Bob, we don't have the votes. And they're stunned, right? Like, you know that there's certain players that are going to get in. But you think that somebody like this, who is still living, so much of the sadness, so much of the reason for this committee in the first place was that all of these Hall of Fame worthy Negro Leagues players, 1-2, bouncing ball back to the mound. Sanchez Fields goes to second for one. Hero relay to first in time, double play. 1-4-3. Quintana moves up to third. He's 90 feet away with two outs in a 4-4 game here in the sixth. And Devin Hairston. So many of these guys were so bitter or sad or upset at the end of their lives, knowing that they were good enough, but there was no committee, and they passed away without going to the Hall of Fame. And here is somebody who lived this incredible baseball life, maybe an unmatched baseball life. And he's alive. The pitch to Hairston. Fastball up and in, ball one. And somebody pulls Bob Kendrick out, and he says, we don't have the votes. And Kendrick says, you must be wrong. And tells O'Neill the news. Listen, Buck, you're one vote short, the 1-0. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball. Down and away, 1-1. Who doesn't want to be in the Hall of Fame, right? Buck O'Neill hears that. Hank kind of drops a little bit. And he quickly says, that's the way the cookie crumbles. The 1-1. Fastball strike at the letters outside corner, 1-2. And then he quickly says, well, who did get in? And they reel off the 18 names. And then he says, none of those guys are living. Who's going to speak for them? And Buck O'Neill didn't get into the Hall of Fame. Instead, he led the ceremony for the 18 Negro Leaguers who did. The 1-2. Fastball inside, two balls and two strikes. And the way he did it was he led everybody in song. He sang the greatest thing. This was his favorite song. The greatest thing in all my life is loving you. And he said that when he didn't get into the Hall of Fame, the 2-2, fastball in the dirt, off the glove of the catcher Jackson, all the way to the backstop. Quintana sprints in to score, and it's 5-4. Jacksonville leads here the sixth. So Jackson just missed that ball. It did bounce in. He tried to backhand it, and the Jumbo Shrimp, as a result, they lead by one. It's 3-2 on Hairston. Base is clear and two outs, and the Jumbo Shrimp back in front. The pitch outside with a fastball, ball four. So Sanchez, a two-out walk. That'll bring up J.D. Orr. And he said that not making the Hall of Fame, in a way, was a blessing because he found out how loved he was. All the calls he got, all the mail he got, all the people telling them that through this, we love you. And unfortunately, he passed away in October of 2006, I believe. Left-hand batting Orr makes a fastball outside, ball one. But he didn't know anything about his story. There's a great book, The Soul of Baseball by Joe Posnanski. It is absolutely worth reading. And you'll fall in love with somebody you maybe you've never met. The 1-0. Fastball is low. Two balls and one strike. The other two balls and no strikes. Outfield pretty shallow in the pull-on arm. Jacksonville has manufactured a run, putting the ball in play once in this inning. And a double play. Go figure. 2-0. Low with a fastball. Ball three. So a hit by pitch. Walk. Double play. Wild pitch. And another walk. And the Sounds have the bullpen up. Sanchez has thrown 15 balls and 7 strikes. 3-0. Letter high strike in the inside corner with the fastball. 3-1.
Not been an easy inning for Miguel Sanchez. 22 pitches now. Just 8 strikes. And it's been quite laborious.
3-1. Runner goes. Pitches a called strike upstairs. Throw to second in time. Harrison caught stealing. And that retires the side. 2-6 on the caught stealing. And Jacksonville, though, able to get a run to regain the lead here in the sixth. The run without a hit. Nobody left. And at the end of six, it's 5-4. The Jumbo Shrimp lead the Sounds on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown, family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Hey, Jumbo Shrimp fans, come join us at 121 Financial Ballpark as we celebrate America's 246th birthday on Monday, July 4th. The first 2,000 fans will receive a 4th of July hat presented by Nimnik Family Dealership, and the night will be capped with a special patriotic fireworks show. Tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846.
This is Andrew from Waterleaf Elementary. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball presented by FIS on ESPN Radio 690.
5-4, Jacksonville leads, top of the seventh inning. Matt Jeff Brigham back to work, and he'll face the top of the Sounds order.
Yes, he will. We'll start with Jonathan Davis, followed by Bryce Turan. Brigham's first pitch home, and it's a breaking ball in the backdoor outside edge, called a strike. That makes the count nothing and one. It's 5-4, Shrimp over the Sound. There is a righty continuing to get loose in the bullpen for Nashville. The righty kicks and deals home in the 0-1, swinging a blooper. Shallow right field. Diaz, the lone man on the right side of the infield, retreats and makes the catch in shallow right field, right in front of J.J. Bladé, and there's the first out here at the top of the seventh. That'll bring up Bryce Turan. 2-for-3 today. He homered as part of that two-run sixth inning where Nashville tied the game. So Quintana, bottom half of the sixth inning. Infield playing slightly to pull. First pitch, and lefty Turan swings and inside outs that pitch to the left side. It goes out of play. That's nothing in one. First four innings, the Jumbo Shrimp pitching staff shut down the Sounds, but since then, the bats for Nashville have really woken up. They're now out-hitting Jacksonville 7-5. The 0-1. And Turan tanks a slider down to the knees, taken for a strike. And it's quickly 0-2. That one hitting right at the knees, middle part of the strike zone, but not down the middle. Now Grant Dayton getting loose in the bullpen for Jacksonville. The 0-2, a swing and a lofted fly ball to left. Going towards the line is Zor, and he makes the catch about 4 feet to the right of the foul line in fair territory, and there's the second out of the inning. Grant Dayton loosening up as Keston Hira steps in, and there's only two more lefties in the lineup after Hira. It's John Singleton and David Dahl. You have to think Brigham's day could be coming to a close rather soon, as Brigham's first pitch to Hira swinging a soft ground ball foul. It rolls near the third base Jumbo Shrimp dugout, and it's nothing and one. Infield straight away. Diaz playing well off the bag at first. Outfield straight away as well. The rest of the infield playing a little bit back. The 0-1 from Brigham, and here a checks a swing, slider down and away. They check with first. And it's Randy Olhausen making the call, saying no swing, evens the count 1-1. Brigham set on the mound from the third base side of the rubber, kicks and deals the 1-1. Here it takes a fastball high and away, and it makes it 2-1. All season is traveling, as everybody knows, as Brigham comes ready. And the 2-1 home to Hira, breaking ball taken down out of the strike zone outside. It's 3-1. At the airport collecting our bags, Brigham was telling me that he downloaded a video game, as a lot of players like to play video games. They sleep on the planes or the buses. 3-1, slider taken at the letters for a strike. Hira three steps out of the box, ready to rip off the elbow pad. And he walks back in. It's called a strike, and it's 3-2. Was telling me a story about he and Jake Fishman teaming up to play Grant Dateman, Zach Poppin Rocket League on the plane ride back. 3-2, fastball taken high for ball four, and Hira works a two-out walk. And with the lefty coming up to the plate, Darren Brown will stay put in the dugout, and Brigham will try to finish the inning. Now Darren Brown does emerge from the dugout just as soon as the lefty swinger Singleton steps in. So we will take a step aside as the day is over for Jeff Brigham. We'll tell you more about Grant Dayton when we return on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network, presented by FIS.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless. July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Hey, Jumbo Shrimp fans, come join us at 121 Financial Ballpark as we celebrate America's 246th birthday on Monday, July 4th. The first 2,000 fans will receive a 4th of July hat presented by Nimnik Family and Dealership, and the night will be capped with a special patriotic fireworks show. Tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846.
This is Andrew from Waterleaf Elementary. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball presented by FIS on ESPN Radio Cincinnati.
Back here at 121 Financial Ballpark, Grant Dayton into the game. And Jeff Brigham's outing is over, but his line is incomplete. The runner at first belongs to him. Infield will played a pull for the lefty, John Singleton. First pitch from Dayton. Fastball taken on the upper outside corner for a called strike, and it's 0-1. So Brigham and Jake Fishman were actually playing Rocket League. It's this video game where rocket-powered cars play soccer. The 0-1, Singleton swings and skies a pop-up left side. LeBlanc is on the run, eyeing where the wall is, and he'll run out of real estate as that one just hits on the top of the wall pad in the field of play. I think that might have thrown LeBlanc off. It's 0-2 to Singleton. So as we were getting our bags off the baggage claim in Jacksonville, Dayton walks up, and Brigham was telling me that they played, him and Fishman played a team game against Grant Dayton and Zach Pop, and they were saying that Grant Dayton and Zach Pop just absolutely slaughtered them in three straight. 0-2. Singleton takes a break and two. Dayton, of course, chimed in and said, no, 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 this isn't how it went. Because Brigham said that he played for, like, weeks. And Dayton said, no, it's been 4 days. And, of course, the two are bickering back and forth before Zach Pop comes in and confirms the story. 1-2 is a fastball right down the middle. And Singleton takes for strike three. So Grant Dayton comes in, strikes out the only batter he faces, and he pushes us to the bottom of the seventh inning. Jacksonville leading 5-4 on the Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network, powered by FIS.
WWK Mechanical Contractor has been an iconic part of the Jacksonville community since 1962. For nearly 60 years, we have provided innovative solutions for our clients, big and small, throughout Florida and Georgia. We hire and train the highest skilled workforce, ensuring each job is done correctly the first time, proving our motto that says, our employees are the best in the business. Our team is on call 24/7 for your commercial and industrial service needs. Call WWG today at 904-388-2696.
Nothing quite like sneaking out of the office to watch some baseball. The Jumbo Shrimp have several Yuengling business person specials this season. On April 20th, May 11th, June 22nd, and July 6th, fans can receive a 16-ounce Yuengling can or small fountain soda, jumbo hot dog, chips, and field reserve seats for just $20. Fans can upgrade to a dugout reserve seat for $23. For more information, visit jackshrimp.com or call 904-358-2846.
The Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store has all the Jumbo Shrimp shirts, jerseys, hats, sweatshirts, collectibles, novelties, and the biggest hat collection in all of minor league baseball. Located on the concourse behind home plate, the Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store stays open until the end of each Jumbo Shrimp home game, and is also open during the week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on non-game days. Fans can also shop online at Jumbo. Get all your officially licensed Jumbo Shrimp gear at the Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store.
This is Campbell from Waterleaf Elementary. You are listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball, presented by FIS on ESPN Radio 690.
Welcome back into 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark. Bottom of the seventh inning, first pitch. The lefty swinger, J.D. Orr, takes a fastball high and away for ball one. Thanks to Christine for listening in Jacksonville. The 1-0, and Orr swings late at a fastball pumped by him, and it's 1-1. So this conversation went on for about, I'd say, 10 minutes of just those two guys going back and forth about, and it was just funny to see how competitive they were. As the 1-1 comes in, Orr swings, lifts a looping line drive to left field, and that's down for a base hit. And J.D. Orr has his first base hit here at 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark, and his first hit with the Jumbo Shrimp as Demetrius Sims steps in. And it was just incredible to see the competitive drive between these two guys, and saying that Dayton only played this game for 4 days. Zach Pop actually had to confirm that they only played for 4 days before playing Brigham and Fishman. Sims 0 for 2 today. Runner goes. He squares to bunt down the third base side. Barehanded by the new pitcher, Thomas Jenkins, and he throws on to first for the out. A sacrifice for Sims. Goes 1-3, and J.D. Orr advances to second on the sacrifice. Back to the top of the order for Charles LeBlanc. They actually had to show me what Rocket League was. It was fascinating. First pitch to LeBlanc. He swings. It's a line drive over the head of Wilson at third and score. Charles on his way to second. He dives in head first with an RBI double, and it's 6-4 Jumbo Shrimp. LeBlanc swinging right away at the first pitch. He drives in Orr with a one-out double. The one run home this inning, and the Jumbo Shrimp building on their lead 6-4. That'll bring up Peyton Burnett. Ernie, go for three. The first pitch, he swings. It's a fly ball to right. Dahl takes a step in, now moves to his left, makes the catch. Charles LeBlanc tags from second. Throw to third is cut off. But Burnick flies out to right. LeBlanc ends up at third. There's two outs in the inning for Lewin Diaz. Diaz today, he's had himself a very good game. 1-for-3 with a two-run home run back in the first inning. Infield will shift to the right and play to pull on Diaz. And coming set is Thomas Jenkins. The righty deals first pitch, missing outside with a fastball. It slices the right-handed batter's box in half vertically, and it's 1-0. Miguel Sanchez goes one inning, does not allow a hit. Gives up one run and walks two. The 1-0 home. Diaz swings. It's a fly ball to center. That's down for a base hit. Scoring from third is LeBlanc. It's an RBI single for Lewin Diaz. The inning continues, and it's 7-4 Jacksonville here in the seventh inning. Bats are coming alive for Jacksonville with runners in scoring position. Today they're 3-for-7. Yesterday, they finished 2-for-11. Well, now Lorenzo Quintana steps in. Diaz off first. The first fastball passes just a little bit too far inside near his hands, and it's 1-0. Jacksonville now out-hitting Nashville 8-7. 7 runs scored to 4. Jenkins running with his glove at the belt. Kicks and deals the 1-0. Fastball taken on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. Jenkins enters for the ninth time out of the bullpen. He has no decisions. A 3.12 ERA. The 1-1. Quintana swings. Fists it foul to the netting behind home plate, and it's 1-2. 8 2/3 innings total thrown for him. He's allowed 3 earned runs, 4 total runs on 9 hits with a walk and 10 strikeouts. Opponents hitting .265 against Thomas Jenkins this season. Two gone in the bottom of the seventh. Two home for Jacksonville. The 1-2. Quintana takes a ball, bounces off Jackson. It ricochets down the third base line. He can't find it, and racing off the mound was Jenkins to pick up the ball in foul territory. Diaz on to second on a wild pitch. And it evens the count. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Lorenzo Quintana. Quintana 14-for-62 coming into today over his last 14 games. Average it 339. The pitch home. Ball in the dirt. Blocked by Jackson. It trickles to the right side of home. Diaz stays at second. 3 balls, 2 strikes the count. 2 gone in the inning. Jacksonville has plated 2 this inning and have increased their lead from 1-3. Diaz takes his lead. Jenkins stares into his catcher, Jackson, for the sign. Likes what he sees and comes ready. Glove at the belt. He kicks and deals the 3-2, and Lorenzo swings and hits a ball right back to the netting. And ricochets back to the mound. It's still 3-2. We'll reset. A check of the International League scoreboard. 1 final already. Syracuse takes the 8-7 win over the Scranton Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders. Worcester leading Rochester 2-0 in the top of the seventh. 3-2. Pitch home to Quintana, and he takes a slider down and away for ball 4. Well, the inning continues for Nashville. And it's Thomas Jenkins struggling to find the third out as it's playing hide-and-go-seek and winning. J.J. Bleday, the lefty swinger, steps in. He's in search of his first hit today. He has a walk and a pair of flyouts on his line. In Iowa, the Omaha Storm Chasers lead 4-2 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Several games to tell you about that are happening later this evening. First pitch, and Bleday swings, fouls that pitch off to the backstop, and it's 0-1. At 6:35, the Norfolk Tides hosting the Memphis Redbirds in Virginia. The Louisville Bats are also hosting the Toledo Mudhens at 6:35. Durham taking on Gwinnett at 6:35, and Indianapolis will travel to Charlotte to take on the Knights. 7:05, the Columbus Clippers are hosting the St. Paul Saints. As Jenkins Rennie's the 0-1 home, Blade reaches out, swings, and rips a line drive foul to the netting down the left field line, and it's 0-2. The final game tonight, Lehigh Valley hosting Buffalo at 7:05. Looks to be a right-hander loosening up. Connor Sadzek, number 20, the righty warming up for Nashville down the right field line. Infield playing to pull the 0-2, and the lefty Blade waves and misses for strike three, and that'll end the inning. So Jenkins does give up two runs on three hits. No errors committed, and there was one man left, or two men left on base. We go to the top of the eighth on the Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network, powered by FIS.
Looking for a new place to hold your office meetings, corporate luncheons, holiday party, or even your pep rally? 121 Financial Ballpark will get your group away from the mundane and over to the ballpark for a refreshing and unique experience. The Jumbo Shrimp want to help you host an unforgettable event, whether on the field, in the batting cages, wheelhouse lounge, our spacious concourse, or even a suite. We have the space for your next event. Also, with an in-house executive chef, nothing is out of the realm of possibility when it comes to food. We're happy to work with you to create the perfect menu. And if you can think it up, we can make it happen. With a prime location at the sports complex and our top-notch catering services, make your next office meeting, corporate lunch, holiday party, or pep rally a memorable experience at 121 Financial Ballpark. For more information, contact Director of Promotions and Special Events, David Ratz, at 904-374-4774 or david@jackshrimp.com.
Hey Jumbo Shrimp Nation, are you all ready for a dynamite night at 121 Financial Ballpark? Well, on Saturday, May 14th, the first 2,000 fans of the ballpark will receive a Rex the Beach Boulevard Dino Bobblehead, presented by 121 Financial Credit Union and RJ Young. Tickets are available on www.jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846.
It's time for more Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
Back for the eighth inning. Dayton's first pitch home to Tyler White. Breaking pitch that is called a strike at the knees. That count is nothing and one. 7-4. Jacksonville leading Nashville. Here in the top of the eighth, Dayton's pitch home. Swing and a foul to the netting behind home plate by White. And it's quickly 0-2 just as soon as... Today, White is 0-3, but he's been on base and has scored a run once. Reached on an error in the fifth inning. The 0-2 by Dayton, and he misses inside with a fastball. And the count is 1-2. Scott, we've talked a lot about how great of a guy that Grant Dayton is. As the lefty gets ready, the 1-2 home to White. Fastball hits the outside corner for a called strike. And there's Dayton's second strikeout in relief today. That pushes the total to 8 for the Jumbo Shrimp pitching staff. And that brings the lefty swinger David Dahl to the plate. Infield shifted moderately to pull. Still two fielders on either side of second. The first pitch is a front door breaking ball that stays high and inside. Dahl has a one ball, no strike count with one out in the top of the 8th. 7-4 Jacksonville. Dayton working quickly. The 1-0 home. A fastball pumps the outside corner for a strike, and it's even 1-1. So we had two flights coming back home from Memphis. We stopped in Atlanta for a layover and traveled from Atlanta to Jacksonville. 1-1. Breaking ball. Big swing and a miss by Dahl. Right at the letters, and it's 1-2. Now the first flight to Atlanta was fully packed. When we boarded the plane, there were only middle seats available. Southpaw Rennie, the 1-2, and a big swing and a miss. Powers a fastball at the letters, and Dahl behind it. Three straight punch-outs for Grant Dayton, dating back to the end of the seventh inning. Naturally, a lot of people can get to the airport early, but you have some people that hit traffic for whatever reason. We've all been there. So this woman boards the plane, and there's only middle seats available with her young daughter, who couldn't have been more than 6 years old. Green fielder's on the left side for Alex Jackson. He takes a first pitch off speed inside. The count is 1-0. Devin Hairston, the second baseman, shaded up the middle, but Lewin Diaz alone by himself. Dayton Rennie with his glove at the belt. He kicks and deals the 1-0. Jackson swings and bloops that foul up and over the roof behind home plate, and it's 1-1. So as she's making her way to the plane, which was minutes away from shutting the doors and taxiing from the gate, she makes it with her young daughter, only middle seats available. As the 1-1 comes home, Jackson takes a fastball high and away, and it's 2-1. So understanding this, she actually was asking people to, if they would mind moving seats and shifting, so that way she can have a seat with her daughter. The 2-1, Jackson swings and fouls that off to the backstop, and it's 2-2. So as she works her way back, she gets so desperate, she actually starts bribing people. I will give you money so I can sit with my daughter. And Grant Dayton gets up from his seat, moves in with a fellow teammate, and opens up two seats for this woman and her daughter to enjoy their flight. What a great guy. And he understands what it's like because he has a young kid. He was telling us all on the plane. 2-2 home, and Jackson swings and gets a piece of it, and he stays alive. A good breaking ball by Dayton. It buried down and inside. But Jackson was able to get a piece, and it's 2-2.
Yeah, he's got just an uncommon kindness, I think. And he was in Jacksonville from 2012 to 2014. People who hosted him just said he was just a joy to have in their house. Like you said, he's got two young kids. It's easy to empathize. That could be him, right? His kids would be desperate to sit next to their dad.
2-2, and a big swing and a miss. Four straight punch-outs for Grant Dayton, and it brings the top of the eighth inning to a close. Three up, three down, no runs, hits, and nobody left on base. To the bottom of the eighth we go. Jacksonville leads 7-4 on the Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network, presented by FIS.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Hey, Jumbo Shrimp fans, come join us at 121 Financial Ballpark as we celebrate America's 246th birthday on Monday, July 4th. The first 2,000 fans will receive a 4th of July hat presented by Nimnik Family and Dealership, and the night will be capped with a special patriotic fireworks show. Tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846.
This is Andrew from Waterleaf Elementary. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball presented by FIS on FIS.
Back at 121 Financial Ballpark, the bottom of the eighth inning. A pitching change for the Nashville Sounds. The day is over for reliever Thomas Jenkins. He goes one inning. He allows two runs, both of them earned on three hits. He walked one and struck out one. And Rick Sweet's move to the bullpen. He brings in the righty Connor Sadzek, 235-pound right-hander from Phoenix, Arizona. Spent last year with the Charlotte Knights and the Nashville Sounds. And his first batter is Nick Fortes, who's 2-for-3. The first pitch, and Fortes takes an off-speed right at the knees for a strike, and it's nothing and one. It's 7-4 Jacksonville. They're in the bottom of the eighth inning. They're out hitting Nashville by 1-8-7 in that category. Glove of the belt, the 6-7 righty deals the 0-1. Fortes swings, lifts a fly ball to center. Davis takes a step back, camps underneath it, and watches it fall into his glove for out number one in the inning. That brings up Devin Hairston, who's been on base once, but he's 0-2. Walked in the sixth inning. He's really hit the ball well since being inserted into the lineup in the Memphis series. Being over 500, the first pitch, he takes a fastball, sails north of the letters, and the count is 1-0. One out in the inning. It's 7-4 Jacksonville. Sadzek ready on the mound, brings his glove to his belt, kicks and deals the 1-0, and he spikes a fastball in the left-handed batter's box. Hairston takes 2 balls and no strikes. We're talking about Grant Dayton earlier and how he surrendered his seat on the plane ride back home from Memphis to a young woman and her 6-year-old child. As the 2-0 comes home to Hairston, and he swings and spoils it foul to the netting behind home plate, and it's 2-1. And Scott, you mentioned earlier this season that Dayton was the recipient of a World Series win with the Braves. And my point is, bringing that up, is you love to see guys like that get a ring and win a World Series. It's almost nice. It's like a great payday for them as the 2-1 comes home. It's a fastball in 2. I've got to ask him if he's received it yet. I haven't heard anything.
He said it was in the mail a few weeks ago. I would hope he's got it by now, but I don't know.
2-2 home to Harrison. He swings at a fastball at the letters and spoils it foul to the netting. And he stays alive at 2-2. I haven't heard any reports that he's shown it around the clubhouse. Yeah. You said he said he would.
I know. Maybe it hasn't come. It makes me nervous, but... You know, he was so excited about that. He's from Alabama. He grew up a Braves fan. And to win it with the Braves, I think, had extra special meaning for him.
2-2. Hairston reaches out, swings, but he misses. And a fastball down on the outside corner. And there's out number 2 in the... For Sadzek, his first strikeout. And the Sounds' 7th of the game. And that brings up the lefty swinger, J.D. Orr, singled for his first Triple-A hit back in the 7th inning. He's 1-for-3 today, also scored a run in the 7th inning. Second baseman Hira playing out on the right field grass. First pitch, lefty Orr swings hard through a fastball at 95. The count is nothing and one. That one right at the letters. No balls and a strike. 2 outs. The bottom of the 8th inning. Pitch home, and Orr tanks a front door breaking ball that misses the inside corner, and it's inside 1-1. 7-4, Jumbo Shrimp lead here in game 2 of this series as they look to get one back after falling 3-2 yesterday. Sadzek sent on the mound, the righty deals the 1-1. Orr swings, hits a bullet on the ground, right side, past a diving John Singleton. It caroms off the wall in the corner by the bullpen of the Sounds, and J.D. Orr has a 2-out double here in the 8th inning. Knocked it at 92 on the ground, past a diving Singleton. It humped the first base foul line, but stayed fair, and it went right to the bullpen bench down the right field line. Right fielder Dahl played it perfectly off the carom, and Orr has the speed to get to third, and the carom perfectly into right field, setting up a throw in. Demetrius Sims now into the right-handed batter's box. Time is called. They'll reset the pitcher's clock. He's 0-for-2 with a sacrifice. He's looking for his first base hit of the day.
Sadzak Rennie on the hill, the first pitch, and Sims swings hard through a fastball in the outside corner. Right at the belt, and it's 0-1. Sims hitting 212 on the young season. Ryan Rennie at the mound, the 0-1, and Sims takes a backdoor break. Ball falls too far off the table outside, and it's even 1-1. Two outs in the inning. It's 7-4, nine hits for Jacksonville with one error. Four runs, seven hits, no errors for Nashville. Jay Dior takes a two-out lead from second. The count is 1-1 on Demetrius Sims. 1-1, and Sims takes a fastball just missing outside, makes it 2-1. Marlins in action in a little over an hour and 20 minutes on the road in Arizona. Check in with the AA Pensacola Blue Wahoos, the 2-1, and Sims swings hard through a breaking ball in the outside corner. It comes up empty. 2-2. Pensacola and Rocket City in Pensacola at 7:35 Eastern. Beloit and West Michigan, first pitch at 6:35 Eastern. Jupiter, first pitch at 6:30 with Bradenton. A 2-2 from Sadzak, and Sims takes a fastball right down the middle for a called strike three, and that will end the inning. So for the Jumbo Shrimp, no runs, a hit, no errors, and one man left on. Bill leading 7-4 on the Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network, presented by FIS.
For every Wednesday Jumbo Shrimp home game at 121 Financial Ballpark as they partner with local nonprofits to raise awareness and funds throughout the night through ticket sales and launch a ball promotion. Additionally, ByStar Credit Union members can get a buy one, get one ticket special each Wednesday home game when showing their ByStar credit or debit card at the Miller Electric box office. That's ByStar Good as Everywhere Wednesdays.
Affordable family fun never stops at 121 Financial Ballpark. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp's variety of ticket plans are designed to make sure you watch Jumbo Shrimp baseball on your schedule and save money each time you come out to the ballpark. Ticket plan member benefits include priority seating, invitations to exclusive events, a personal service representative, and more. Call a friendly Jumbo Shrimp sales representative at 904-358-2846 for more information or visit jackshrimp.com. Again, that phone number is 904-358-2846.
Whether you're getting a group or friends together or entertaining your clients and employees, 121 Financial Ballpark is the place to be. Call a friendly Jumbo Shrimp sales representative at 904-358-2846 for more information on our special group rates for hosting birthday parties, corporate outings, team building activities, and civic organization events. That's 904-358-2846 for Jumbo Shrimp Group and picnic specials all season long at 121 Financial Ballpark.
This is Jacksonville infielder Charles LeBlanc. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Back at the ballpark for the ninth inning, Scott, a three-run lead. Dayton still in the game, looking pretty comfortable in relief.
Yeah, he struck out 0-4. He's seen it 7-4, and he throws a first pitch breaking ball in for a strike at the knees outside corner to Weston Wilson, so trying to potentially pick up a 7-out save. Wilson Reyes Davis, 0-1, swing and a miss ahead of a breaking. So can he get 5 in a row against the 8-hole hitting Weston Wilson? Top 9, 0-2. Breaking ball hit in the air, shallow center, not deep at all. Burnett comes in and reaches up, plucks the ball out of the air, and there's one away. So Dayton, 5 up and 5 down, 4 of them on strikeouts, and that'll bring up Pablo Reyes arriving. Jacksonville scored 4 in the first today. 2-run homer from Lewin Diaz, snuck just over the angled wall. Nick Fortes with an opposite field bomb, 2-run shot made it 4-zip. The pitch, Pop Fallon with a screen behind home plate, 0-1. Nashville scored 2 in the 5th, 2 in the 6th to tie. Lorenzo Quintana scampered home in the bottom of the 6th on a wild pitch to put Jacksonville in front. They scored 2 more in the 7th, 0-1. Fastball up and away, 1 ball and 1 strike. And here we are at 7-4. Jumbo Shrimp trying to even up this series. 7:05 first pitch tomorrow. We're back on ESPN 690 and ESPN690.com. The 1-1. Tomahawk foul. First base side net of play. 1-2. Also on MILB.TV. And also, Alexa, play ESPN 690. And that's a really good pitching matchup. Max Meyer, Ethan Small. That should be a lot of fun. Tomorrow at 7:05, our coverage starts at 6:50. 1-2. Looped foul to the netting above the first base dugout of Nashville, and we'll do it once more. Brian Hoeing and Dylan File on Friday, another good matchup. Saturday maybe is the matchup of the series, the 1-2. Line foul into the Sounds dugout of the first base side. 7-4 Jacksonville, one out, nobody on here in the ninth. I mean, you could pick Meyer Small. You could even, in theory, pick Hoeing File, because File's tremendous for Nashville. Edward Cabrera, big matchup on Saturday, so there should be some really good games. 1-2. Fastball up and away, 2-2.
And you're familiar with Jason Alexander.
He was in Jacksonville last year, and you talk about Grant Dayton being a great guy. You would absolutely classify Jason Alexander in that same category. He's a spectacular person. 2-2. Swing and a foul at home plate. And then it's a rematch of yesterday's series opener on Sunday, Matthew Kent and Josh Lindblom. Off day Monday, the Durham Bulls travel in here after that. Six-game series next week. Nashville comes home to play Louisville. Outfield the other way. Reyes ready for the eighth pitch of the plate appearance. 2-2. Fastball upstairs, and the count is full. You mentioned Dayton's story earlier, Matt. He was one of the original guys who the Dodgers discovered they could really utilize spin rate for a fastball. 3-2. Breaking ball in the dirt. Check swing. On appeal, no swing. Randy Olhausen, first base umpire, making the call. It's a one-out walk here in the ninth. Still a three-run Jacksonville lead. The batter will be Jonathan Davis. Brings up the top of the order. And so, we talked a little bit about this, but Dayton got his start in the majors with the Dodgers because they realized, wait a minute, you throw fastballs upstairs, high spin, guys will spin under that or swing under them. Couple that with a big, slow curveball. The pitch, there's the big, slow curveball strike. That's 74 miles per hour at the belt outside corner. 0-1, and they tunnel off each other. And you've got something here. And, you know, he said the 0-1, fastball up and away, one ball and one strike, that once guys started trying to duplicate that using sticky stuff, substances, to kind of one of a kind, and he only throws 90-91, the 1-1. Foul, first base side, and then a play, 1-2. And he was worried for his career. He tried some sticky stuff just to see how it would be in bullpens. He said the ball just didn't come out of his hand good. But now that baseball's cracked down on it, he said it's made him special again. It's given him new life, and that's kind of cool. You don't think about something like that. 1-2. There's the high fastball, 90 miles per hour, and it missed too high. Two balls and two strikes.
Oh, look, we see the effect of it. I mean, we've seen a lot of big-name guys complain about it after signing record deals, and they're getting ripped apart by their fan bases.
2-2. Line foul again down the right field line. He's also interesting because he was hurt in the offseason, underwent surgery, had a tryout for a few different teams of scouts in attendance, and you know, at that point he's 34 years old. He's definitely worried, like, is, you know, what's going to happen here. 2-2. Looped foul over the screen behind home plate, and we'll do it again. He nearly made the Marlins opening day roster. In fact, I think, not that we ever know for sure, but had they not made that trade with Baltimore to get Tanner Scott and Cole Sulcer, Dayton probably is on the opening day roster. 2-2. Fastball up and away, count is full. Runner on first, one out, 7-4 Jacksonville here in the ninth. He's really shown this so far this year he can pitch in the major leagues, and he's been fantastic. Bullpen's going to get up right now. 3-2. High fly ball into right. Blatte back near the edge of the warning track. He'll can it. And there's two down. Reyes back to first base, and Bryce Durang will hit. Robert Garcia is loosening. Dayton is throwing.
That's a lot to ask for a reliever.
He would equal a season high should he get the final out.
He's pitching on 4 days rest.
Yeah, that helps. The offering. Fastball, good one. Better high outside corner, 0-1.
This is going to be a good bounce back outing for him. Went one inning, 3 runs on 3 hits with a walk and 2 strikeouts.
Oh, what? Fastball, letter high strike in the outside corner, 0-2. Two out, runner on first, 7-4. In the top of the ninth, Jacksonville 1 strike away. Outfield to pull, Terang open stance, knees slightly bent, holds the bat way out in front of his body. 0-2. Check swing liner back to the screen, foul, and we'll do it again. Another high fastball there. Dayton gets the new baseball, toes the first base side, hands come together at the belt. 0-2, the pitch. Fly ball, shallow left, the shortstop sends out about 25 feet under the outfield grass. That moves to his right, and the ball lands in. Reyes heads to third, and Terang on at first. The tying run will come to the plate in the form of the dangerous Keston Hira. Here in the top of the ninth. That was a pop out. Sims just misjudged it, I think. Maybe lost it in the sky, and now there's runners on the corners. And Jeremy Powell is going to come out to the mound and talk it over with Dean.
And that's not easy because the wind has been blowing to right all game. And where that ball fell in relation to where Sims was on the grass, I think he was assuming that there would be a push by the wind, and then it looked like it just either fell straight down or actually the left field berm, and it was actually blown left instead of right. But anyway, that's a ball that where left fielder has the ability to call off Sims, and I think that J.D. Orr had the better read on it anyway. But that just comes down to needing better communication, and that'll come with Orr spending a little bit more time here. This is the first time he's playing in the field with the Jumbo Shrimp.
Yeah, you're right. The wind is really blowing in from left, so tying run at the plate, first and third. 7-4 Jacksonville, top of the ninth, 2 outs. Keston Hira the batter. The pitch from Dayton. Breaking ball in the dirt, ball one. Hira has a lot of power. Rookie year, he had 19 home runs. He's 19 in the 3 seasons since. He's, as detailed earlier, dealt with some injury issues, some family issues off the field with health, the 1-0. Breaking ball low. 2 balls and no strikes. By every account, he is an outstanding guy, an incredibly hard worker. People in the Brewer system love having Hira in their organization. He's handled a recent option down to AAA really well again. 2-0. Swing and a miss. High fastball. 2-1. Garcia's ready in the bullpen, so this might be a last batter situation for Dayton. Can he end the game? Or will we see Garcia here in the ninth? Outfield deep into pull. 2-1. Fastball strike at the knees inside corner. 2-2. Jacksonville is 1 strike away again. Some of this crowd rises to its feet. 2-2. Dayton gets the sign. Quintana sets up away. The 2-2 pitch. Fastball up and away, and the count is full. So this is going to give Terang a head start on first base as the tying has worked it to a full count. Reyes leads from third. 3-2. Dayton Rennie. The payoff pitch. Brandon fouled on the third base side and will do it again. Terang didn't run there. Seven to four here in the top of the ninth. 3-2 and two outs. Another 3-2. And the pitch. Again, grounded. Foul on the third base side. It's interesting. Terang has not run on the last two pitches. See if he goes here. There's no downside to it. 3-2. Ground ball towards the hole, left side, and through, base hit. Reyes scores from third. Terang will stop at second. RBI single for Keston Hira. And it's 7-5. The tying run is now on first. And John Singleton, who's in the top 15 in the league in home runs, is going to face a new pitcher because Darren Brown has come out of the third base dugout. And Robert Garcia is going to come into this game. So Dayton got close a couple of times, but unable to finish off Nashville in this game. It's 7-5, first and second, two out here in the ninth inning. And Robert Garcia, the new pitcher, we'll tell you about him next on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Jumbo Shrimp have a special for each Tuesday home game at 121 Financial Ballpark. Tickets are 2-for-1 at the Miller Electric box office. Each Tuesday Jumbo Shrimp home game for Community First credit card or debit card. It's Community First Credit Union's 2-for Tuesday, all season long, featuring BOGO Jumbo Shrimp tickets at the Miller Electric box office. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable, family fun.
Always a favorite on the Jumbo Shrimp promotional calendar, Friday Night Fireworks at 121 Financial Ballpark will light up the sky. Plus, join the Jumbo Shrimp and Miller Lite for Friday Night Lights for $2 12-ounce Miller Lite and $1 off all other craft beers in the Craft Cave from 6 to 7:30 every Friday home game. The Jumbo Shrimp will be wearing red on Red Shirt Fridays and also encourage their fans to do the same to support the military. Fans who wear red save $1 off their ticket at the 121 Financial Ballpark Miller Electric box office or can donate that dollar to charity. Friday nights at 121 Financial Ballpark are a blast with the Jumbo Shrimp. Get your tickets today on jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846. Again, that's 904-358-2846. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
This is Jacksonville catcher Nick Cortez. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
First and second, two outs. 7-5 in the ninth. Robert Garcia, the lefty new pitcher, pitched to John Singleton. Left-hand batter, fastball up and in, ball one. So Terang at second. Hira is the tying run at first. Singleton, who's got humongous power homered earlier, is the go-ahead run here in the ninth. 1-0. Breaking ball, strike. Outside corner at the thighs, 1-1. Three infielders right of second. Outfield is incredibly deep in the pull. One. Breaking ball, strike at the knees, outer half, 1-2. So for the third time, the Jumbo Shrimper one strike away. First and second, two outs. 7-5, top of the ninth. Garcia, deep breath. The 1-2. Breaking ball outside, two balls and two strikes. So he's come with three. Another dangerous hitter, Tyler White, is on deck. Singleton, black bat. holds it low, open stance. The 2-2. Swing and a pop-up foul over the screen behind home plate, and we'll do it again. 95-mile-per-hour fastball there. Down and in the zone. Singleton took a huge hack. He's 1-for-4 today. Two and two again. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball. Shrimp win. Early power, a late rally, and the Jumbo Shrimp then hold on to win 7-5 today and even up this series at a game apiece. In the ninth inning, one run, two hits, two left. Shrimp wins 7-5. The final totals are coming your way when we come back on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, presented by FIS.
Happy hour on the First Coast. Each Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser, means fans can purchase $2 12-ounce and $3 24-ounce Budweiser products on the Jacksonville, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, Arlington, Trail-Rated Territory, Oasis Concession Stand, and the right field bleachers. Plus, fans will have to keep their ears peeled for live music at the Budweiser Tiki Terrace. It's Thirsty Thursdays with the Jumbo Shrimp, presented by Budweiser.
The ViStar Credit Union Souvenir Store has all the Jumbo Shrimp shirts, jerseys, hats, sweatshirts, collectibles, novelties, and the biggest hat collection in all of minor league baseball. Located on the concourse behind home plate, the ViStar Credit Union Souvenir Store stays open until the end of each Jumbo Shrimp home game, and is also open during the week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on non-game days. Fans can also shop online at jackshrimp.com/shop. Get all your at the ViStar Credit Union Souvenir Store.
Do you follow the Jumbo Shrimp on social media? If not, you're missing out on all the fun. You can get the latest news, updates, and content from the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp by following @JackShrimp on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. That's @JackShrimp on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
This is Jacksonville third baseman Joe Dunand, and you're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Shrimp win. Final score 7-5. Jacksonville holds on to beat Nashville. Jacksonville 19-13. 7 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. They leave 5 on base. The Sounds 21-10. They have finally hit double-digit defeats. This is a strong team that again nearly had a rally in the ninth inning. They brought the tying run on base, the winning or go-ahead run rather at the plate. Couldn't quite get them home though. 5 runs, 9 hits, no errors, 8 left on. Jeff Brigham, winning pitcher at 2-0. Miguel Sanchez is 3-2. And Robert Garcia picks up his second save. Crowd of 4,046 fans here on a beautiful day at 1-1 Financial Ballpark. We got underway at 12:04 local time in Jacksonville. And after a 2 hour and 39 minute game, we wrap things up at 2:43 with a strikeout from Garcia. Shrimp wins 7-5. Matt has more on Shrimp on Deck. Post game show next on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, presented by FIS.
Kids can feel like the pros after each Sunday Jumbo Shrimp home game. The Jumbo Shrimp invite kids to run the bases at 121 Financial Ballpark following the game. Also, each Sunday contest will feature free face painting and balloon animals. It's Sunday Family Fun Days, presented by Baptist Health, and tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by 358-2846.
Looking for a new place to hold your office meetings, corporate luncheons, holiday party, or even your pep rally? 121 Financial Ballpark will get your group away from the mundane and over to the ballpark for a refreshing and unique experience. The Jumbo Shrimp want to help you host an unforgettable event, whether on the field, in the batting cages, wheelhouse lounge, our spacious concourse, or even a suite. We have the space for your next event. Also, with an in-house executive chef, nothing is out of the realm of possibility when it comes to food. We're happy to work with you to create the perfect menu. And if you can think it up, we can make it happen. With a prime location at the sports complex and our top-notch catering services, make your next office meeting, corporate lunch, holiday party, or pep rally a memorable experience at 121 Financial Ballpark. For more information, contact Director of Promotions and Special Events, David Ratz, at 904-374-4774 or david@jackshrimp.com.
You're tuned in to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Another exciting Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp game is in the books. We'll recap today's ball game and check out scores from around baseball and the Miami Marlins farm system. Here's your host for Shrimp Wrap, Matt Davis.
And welcome in to Shrimp Wrap here. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp even their series with the Nashville Sounds today after a 7-5 win game that took 2 hours and 39 minutes. How did we get to a 7-5 win for the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp? Well, here's how it happened. After a scoreless first frame for the Sounds, the Jumbo Shrimp immediately lit up the scoreboard in the bottom of the first. Charles LeBlanc singled to start things off after a pop-up, Lewin Diaz right. Lorenzo Quintana followed in the next at-bat with a double. After a flyout, a two-out, two-run home run by Nick Fuentes made the score 4-0. It stayed 4-0 until the fifth inning when Nashville had two consecutive innings with two runs tying the game. They played a two in the fifth and two in the sixth before Jacksonville answered with one in the sixth inning to take a 5-4 lead. In the bottom of the sixth inning, Lorenzo Quintana was hit by a pitch. He advanced to second on a walk by J.J. Bleday. After a double play ball that let Quintana go to third, Nick Fuentes walked. And during the at-bat of Devin Hairston, Quintana scored from third on a wild pitch that pushed the lead to 5-4. That inning was followed by a scoreless top of the seventh by Nashville and a two-run bottom of the seventh. J.D. Orr led off with his first Triple-A hit. He was bunted over to second by Demetrius Sims, and then he came around to score on an RBI double by Charles LeBlanc. With LeBlanc at second base, Payton Burdick flew out to right field. LeBlanc tagged up and went to third with two outs in the inning. LeBlanc scored from third on an RBI single by Lewin Diaz. Following a walk by Quintana, Bleday struck out to end the inning. That was the final tally by Jacksonville. It made it 7-4 at the time. Nashville made things interesting with runners on base in the ninth inning. They played it one run, and that's where the scoring ended before Robert Garcia was able to slam the door shut en route to his second save of the season. 7-5 here in Game 2. Jacksonville on the season. They improve to 19-13 losses, while Nashville falls to 21 wins and 10 losses. Shrimp Wrap continues next here on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network, presented by FIS. We'll take a look at the Miami Marlins scoreboard, the Major League scoreboard, and the International League scoreboard. We'll also preview tomorrow's broadcast. All that coming up on Shrimp Wrap on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network, powered by FIS.
The Jumbo Shrimp have a special for each Tuesday home game at 121 Financial Ballpark. Tickets are 2-for-1 at the Miller Electric box office. Each Tuesday Jumbo Shrimp home game for Community First Credit Union members who use their CFCU credit card or debit card. It's Community First Credit Union's 2-for-Tuesday, all season long, featuring BOGO Jumbo Shrimp tickets at the Miller Electric box office. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
Always a favorite on the Jumbo Shrimp promotional calendar, Friday Night Fireworks at 121 Financial Ballpark will light up the sky. Plus, join the Jumbo Shrimp and Miller Lite for Friday Night Lights for $2 12-ounce Miller Lite and $1 off all other craft beers in the Craft Cave from 6 to 7:30 every Friday home game. The Jumbo Shrimp will be wearing red on Red Shirt Fridays and also encourage their fans to do the same to support the military. Fans who wear red save $1 off their ticket at the 121 Financial Ballpark Miller Electric box office or can donate that dollar to charity. Friday nights at 121 Financial Ballpark are a blast with the Jumbo Shrimp. Get your tickets today on jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846. Again, that's 904-358-2846. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
This is Jacksonville catcher Nick Fortes. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Welcome back to Shrimp Wrap. 5-win for Jacksonville, locking up their 19th win of the 2022 campaign. Let's take a look at the Major League scoreboard. Right now in the top of the 7th, Pirates lead the Dodgers in Pittsburgh 3-0. Yankees lead the Blue Jays in the Bronx 5-2 in the bottom of the 7th inning. Bottom of the 6th in Cincinnati, the Reds looking for their 7th win of the season, and they lead the Brewers 8-4. Other games waiting to start at 3:40 Eastern. The Mariners hosting the Phillies. Also the Marlins taking on the D-backs in Arizona at 3:40. At 3:45 Eastern, the Giants hosting the Rockies. At 4:10, the Padres hosting the Cubs. At 7:05, the Mets travel to our nation's capital to take on the Nationals. At 7:07, the Rays are on the road against the Angels in Los Angeles. At 7:10, the Athletics are taking on the Tigers in Detroit. At 7:20, the Braves hosting the Red Sox. Astros will take on the Twins in Minnesota at 7:40 Eastern Time. At 7:45, the Cardinals will host the Orioles. Rangers will take on the Royals at 8:05. And one postponed game due to COVID-19, the White Sox and the Guardians have been postponed due to COVID-19. Taking a look at the International League scoreboard. One couple of finals to tell you about. Syracuse takes the 8-7 win over the Scranton Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders. Jacksonville winners 7-5 over the Nashville Sounds. Worcester falls to Rochester 3-2. In the bottom of the 7th, the Iowa Cubs trail the Omaha Storm Chasers 5-4. And other games waiting to start this evening. At 6:35, Memphis will take on the Norfolk Tides in Norfolk. Louisville hosting Toledo at 6:35. Durham and Gwinnett from Durham Bulls Athletic Park at 6:35 Eastern. The final 6:35 game is Charlotte and Indianapolis from Truist Field in Charlotte, North Carolina. At 7:05 Eastern, the Clippers in Columbus. They will be hosting the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs will host the Buffalo Bisons at 7:05 Eastern. A top-to-bottom look at the Miami Marlins organization. The Marlins will play the Arizona Diamondbacks. First pitch just over 45 minutes away. AAA Jacksonville defeats Nashville 7-5. In the AA Southern League, the Pensacola Blue Wahoos will host the Rocket City Trash Pandas at 7:35 Eastern. In the High A Midwest League, the Beloit Skycart will take on the West Michigan Whitecaps at LMCU Ballpark. They're on the road. First pitch at 6:35 Eastern. The final game in the Florida State League, the Low A affiliate, the Jupiter Hammerheads will take on the Bradenton Marauders at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter, Florida. First pitch at 6:30. Let's take a look at tomorrow's broadcast before we say goodnight from 121 Financial Ballpark. We're back on ESPN 690 tomorrow with a first pitch at 7:05. It's Max Meyer taking on the left-hander for Nashville, Ethan Small. First pitch at 7:05. Shrimp on deck. The pregame show starting promptly at 6:50. For my broadcast partner, Scott Kornberg, and for everybody here at the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, I am Matt Davis saying goodnight from 121 Financial Ballpark. Have a great rest of your Wednesday afternoon. We will talk with you all tomorrow. 6:50, Shrimp on deck, and a 7:05 first pitch from 121 Financial Ballpark. Good afternoon, everybody, and have a great rest of your Wednesday afternoon.
Thanks for listening to this presentation of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Thanks to Ken Babby, Jim Fander, Sean Carlson, Harold Craw, Noel Blaha, Linda McNabb, and the rest of the Jumbo Shrimp front office staff for their support. For more information on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, visit jackshrimp.com. Once again, thanks for joining us on the Jumbo Shrimp Network.